Welcome to the WFMU Republican National Convention Remix Stream. My name is Sue Braun, and I'll be hosting the next 3 hours along with my very special guest, which I will introduce in a moment. Tonight's program is going to focus on GOP fashion, or lack thereof, and we hope that you'll follow along with us. This is a little bit interactive. Feel free to tune in to your local PBS station if you're in New York City or the metropolitan area. You can go to Channel 13. Channel 21, I guess, LIW, whatever. We don't have the cable station, so we're just winging it here. We are broadcasting live from Studio C, the very cramped quarters of Studio C at WFMU headquarters in Jersey City. And I'd like to first off thank and introduce our special engineer, the Cosmic Cowboy, who is going to be mixing some music, mixing a lot of sound, and generally catering to whatever, you know, narcissistic and horrible needs that we're going to be having this evening. So I thank you in advance, and I hope you have a good time. And now I'd like to introduce the other members of this round table, which is less a round table than sort of like a kitchenette, sort of one member short of a bridge game. And to my immediate left, is that my left?
I believe
it's my right. Left, right. Does it matter anymore? I mean,
analogy.
Really. I have to my immediate right a gentleman who, I don't know, he's just one of the greatest WFMU listeners ever, and he's a very talented young man. He is a contributor to the New York Times. He's a contributor to NPR. He has a very famous website that is called markallencam.com. He's here with me. I'm very pleased to announce Mr. Mark Allen is right here.
Hello.
Thanks, Mark.
wonderful to be here.
That's great. And to Mark's immediate right is a woman who I absolutely look up to in regards to fashion, no nonsense, cut right to the chase, knows her, can I say shit? Yes! We can say shit! Yes! Oh, what a relief. Oh, the burden. She's also a member of the upcoming New York City band, Pune, who will be making a wonderful live appearance on WFMU coming up in early September. The lovely, the wonderful Patti LuPune, fashion expert.
Thank you. And that is spelled P-A-T-T-I, new word, capital L-U, three, capital P-U-E-N. The three is silent.
Now, Patti and Mark, we are assembled here in front of the television set in Studio C, and we've got the fan going. We're trying to cool off. Patty's enjoying a festive...
Low-fat tuna salad.
Yes, it's a very colorful array of foods. Could you tell us about what you're eating?
Well, the tuna is, you know, mixed with yogurt instead of mayonnaise, because fashionistas do not eat mayonnaise.
Really?
And I'd also like to note that my cell phone is turned on and sitting right next to the salad. So please don't be offended if this radio broadcast is interrupted by what will surely be an urgent phone call.
Someone calling her salad.
Yes.
Yes. Even my tuna is fabulous, and it
wow.
takes calls regularly.
That's
yes.
a very bold statement, Patti LuPune.
Well, Patti, you do. I am impressed with your look.
What are you wearing, yeah. Mark? You have to ask, what are you wearing,
yes.
Patti?
It's almost as indescribable as how to spell your name.
Well, I'm in full office drag at the moment, as Simon Doonan would say, the inimitable Simon Doonan. I'm wearing a suit by Nanette Lepore and Manolo's, what else, and a Gucci bag. And a Gucci wallet.
Very nicely pulled together.
And I had to yes. remove my pearls to put on this headset, which I'm very disappointed about.
She was aghast, and we did have to sit
but
her down.
But you make it work.
Seuss had
you know.
To kind of give me a stern talk about the importance of headphones. It's
but,
true.
But don't you sound fabulous? Aren't you... Don't you have yourself in your headphones and you're thinking, oh, my God, I sound so great.
Yeah, it's like when you hear your voice, it's like when you're talking to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can hear yourself in your own head.
Right. Like a rattle.
Right.
Thank you, Mark Allen. Ladies and gentlemen, we are looking at the schedule on the GOPconvention.com board here, and we'd just like everyone to know and remind everyone that tonight's theme for the convention is people of compassion. People of compassion. Patti, I tend to feel that maybe you might be a little bit low on your compassion level there
well,
tonight.
Well, I have no compassion for their fashion sense, if that's what you mean. And I assume it goes without saying that I have no compassion for their disgusting values. I assume that we don't have to explain that much to the FMU audience.
Maybe that could be the theme of our show, No Compassion for Their Fashion.
That's great.
Mark, you're a poet.
Yeah, well, you came up with it.
You're a genius.
He does
Thank
write
you,
for the
Patti.
New York Times.
I know, I didn't know that. Oh, God. You showed me up. So he's like, oh, he writes for the Times, and he's NPR, and Patti, well, she's in a band that isn't signed or anything.
You have records out, though, right?
We do have two records out.
Two records.
True.
Wow. Yes. You have a discography.
One of which
now.
Is only sold at a deli on the corner of 1st and 9th. Thank you.
That's incredible.
And Lena's Deli, everybody.
And one song, check which is out. A huge hit here at WFMU.
That's true.
Sugar Cookie.
Sugar Cookie.
So.
By Otis Von Darling of Pune. Yeah.
Now, I'm looking at the TV screen
yes.
right now.
Yes.
And Jabba the Hutt.
Yes.
Who?
Well, we have a rundown, and I believe...
He's probably a nice man. I shouldn't mock.
Oh, yes,
isn't that
you
what
should,
we're
Mark.
For?
That's what we're here for.
Is that he a modest?
Oh, right.
Last time we'll hear
no
a comment
compassion.
Like that.
Now, I haven't been watching Channel 13, so I don't know these moderators.
I watch Channel 3. I watched this last night from Channel 13, and I actually don't remember any of these people's names.
Ah.
Either they're the PBS New York, you know, talking heads that do everything. They have, I think all these people have shows on PBS, you know, religion and ethics, you know, Saturday at 4 kind of thing. So, and then they're all pulled in to commentate. Now, you will see some of the speakers, and John McCain was pulled into this after his speech to speak with these people. So I'm sure some of the high-end people will see pulled up to this studio after they appear, possibly, and have an interview.
It's sort of like after the Oscars when they pull them into that room, the gold room or something.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
With the big papier-mâché Oscar. That's great.
So should we begin speaking about their clothes?
Well, absolutely. I just wanted to run down a little bit of what I see here, what we might expect this evening.
Okay.
Well, first of all, probably in the first hour, we're not going to expect a whole hell of a lot.
Right.
But I will be shocked and pleased, you know, when something does, in fact, happen. Now, this says prime time on here, so I'm not really sure what's going on. We do know the following. If I could just move over here a little bit, we had a call to order, I believe, from Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson
of
Texas.
Doesn't that sound fascist? Call to order.
Call to order, and she looked kind of like some kind of fashion fascist.
That was the yellow suit, right? And we figured I didn't know who that was, and you told me that was.
Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson of the great state of Texas, which Mark is from.
Right, I'm from Texas originally. Now, did she replace Ann Richards?
I don't. Is she?
I should know this. Being from Texas,
she's also the deputy permanent co-chair. Oh,
she had a very Texas look.
Yeah,
I can comment on her look. Patty probably.
What is a Texas look?
Well, the big hair. You know, when women reach middle age, their hair becomes huge. It becomes pharaoh-like. You know, it becomes like a Nefertiti kind
very
of.
Very big.
It is big in Texas. It's lasted through the ages.
It's different from like Jersey big.
Oh yeah,
somehow.
Totally.
But how
totally.
Is that?
There's no style to it. It's sort of like an orb,
yes.
as opposed
right.
to like a mullet,
a
like
teased,
a
curly.
Right.
right. You're right.
Right.
And it can also extend below the orb, you know, on both sides, and have, like I said, the Nefertiti kind of the pharaoh
the
kind
roll.
Of look. Yeah, the Egyptian kind of helmet hair, and then the heavy makeup. She didn't have heavy makeup on, but she had heavy lipstick on, and then the bright yellow suit, and then the huge gold necklace,
right,
with matching gold earrings.
That's conservative.
Yeah. Do you tend to think that these Republican women take their fashion cues from like a certain state in the union, like the state of Texas? You know, Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah, that does seem southern. The Northeast corn. You don't see that a lot. The politicians and the media people here that are conservatives do have a different look, don't you think? Then it's not like about big hair. And
I think if we remember what Teresa Hines Carey was.
Right.
She looked a little disheveled.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the pictures. Well, she did seem to be sort of, you know, out of sorts.
Yeah.
It's just like the Hillary Clinton problem. Everybody
right.
talks about her hair changing.
Right.
They don't do that in Texas. The hair
the hair
remains the same.
Don't mess with Texas hair.
Maybe it's that, you know, someone like Hillary Clinton, before she became quite as famous as she was, didn't really have a hair thing.
Strategy.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Whereas perhaps a Texan woman has one at birth. And whether she becomes famous or not, it's going to be the same. And I'm just speculating here. But
hair strategy is a very important, for politicians.
It's certainly an aspect of, the grooming.
Right.
Of
but
the GOP.
Getting back to what you said about the big hair, women on the Upper East Side of Manhattan have big hair. There's a certain kind of the society women.
Society hair.
They have.
Yeah,
they have
too.
Society. And the other day I was on the Upper East Side and I saw a woman who could not have been. She looked like she was about 24 and she was walking down the street with a suit on, kind of a business suit, and her hair was already big society hair.
Wow.
And it was such an odd. It was like a weird juxtaposition. I was like, you're too young. I was thinking, you're too young to have that hair. But I realized that she was going to have it years to come. She had just done it earlier.
Right.
I was like, well, what's the cutoff age? You know, when someone that young, and, you know, has
it's
like old woman
it's
hair.
It's like debutante
yeah.
hair. What, like a young Cornelia Guest. She even
yeah.
had, she had the long blonde hair, but she did have like, she the start of a,
right.
of a helmet.
It's, yeah. It's like a growth.
Yeah.
I guess it just maybe boils down to the day that you decide that you're going to start using your mommy's hairdresser
right.
and your mommy's credit card as opposed to just kind of letting it go.
Right.
And the minute you make that decision, you know that that hairdresser is going to,
right.
you know,
once
take,
you, cross
you, take you there.
Right.
And also the transition to, and this is a new, it's a Texas thing, then a New York thing, the transition to being blonde. And we saw that
oh, yeah.
With JFK Jr.'s wife, Carolyn Bessette.
Mm-hmm.
She
oh, right.
was a brown-haired beauty,
mm-hmm.
and then she progressively went almost white,
mm-hmm.
you know, just a real intense sort of look. And the blonde has a certain whether or not Miss LePune, of course, has very high status, and of course she
yes.
is blonde.
And of course,
yes.
but, blonde.
But there is a status implied, a
yes.
WASP status.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, with that... At, with that part of society.
If she hadn't died, I wonder if we would have seen a transition to big hair. You know, you know, if she had entered into politics down the line, you know, would we have
I
seen
I think you
that?
Would have.
Yeah,
yes.
right. It would have been interesting to trace.
I think that's why we think of her as a cokehead and a whore. you know, after her death. It could have been that she just rejected all aspects of
actually,
political hair.
I think she saw the hair ahead of her and she went into hiding. You know, it may have been a faked death, the whole thing.
Mm.
She couldn't handle what she knew she had to become.
She
couldn't face the hair
oh,
agenda.
Did you see that woman in the crowd?
Oh, we should be looking at the TV.
If we're doing crowd shots, we have to comment.
All right, who's this? Now, he's handsome. Oh, yeah.
Is he on the schedule?
This guy from Chicago, by any chance?
The movie?
He's
no,
the Broadway
the
play.
State.
Oh.
Even more obscure than that.
What an appropriate... is this a movie or a
you
state?
Know, even so far, the schedle is not at all jiving with what's going on, which is great.
Now, he looks... He's
oh, he's a Bush. He's that Bush cousin.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, yeah. He's the brown Bush cousin.
Yeah, I was going to say,
what side
of the Bush family is this dude from?
He's more dirty secrets.
He's
yeah,
on the
seriously.
Side that didn't, you know, fuck their mothers. That's basically...
Oh! ...level in American history.
He certainly has the political speak down, the look that's derived. Oh, there,
oh
now I must now I must say
yeah,
I must say George Bush Sr.
really one of the biggest
looks kind of good
to being a homeowner.
Yeah, he does.
You know, he's aging well. Unlike Mrs. Since Bush Sr., who's really turning into a potato with eyes.
Can I just tell you, I did mean to say, DJ Monica was supposed to be here, but
oh, right.
she did... She's not able to be here. We are very sad, but she did contribute a bunch of material.
Oh, she did.
To
oh.
this show. I definitely, you know, don't want to leave this out. And she turned me on to the fact that she read that Barbara Bush has four toes.
That's correct. She
on
does.
Each foot. And her
she
husband
does.
Calls her eight.
Well, you know, you know who brought that revelation to the public is a designer named Arnold Scassi. Okay. Arnold Scassi is one of the suit makers to Washington. I mean, he's been since
wow.
before Jackie, I mean, before, back in the 50s, he was designing suits for first ladies. And yes, he just put out a memoir
oh.
recently. And there's nothing, you know, super scandalous, but one of the juicier details in the book is just that Barbara Bush has four toes on each feet
wow.
and each foot. And another interesting thing that, I noticed about, well, that I learned in reading about this memoir is that Arnold Scassi's real name is Arnold Isaacs.
Ah.
Means
nothing. What does that mean?
Right.
Well, it means that he's a Jew who
oh,
hid
yes.
it for
yes.
political reasons.
Of course. Oh, right.
Do you see what
of course.
I'm saying? So Scassi is Isaacs backwards.
Oh.
And he claims... claims that
satanic.
It was like
it
changed for him by some marketing dude and that, you know, he just kind of went with it. But
right.
I don't believe that.
Well, now, speaking of... Oh, here's the woman with the strange teeth that I saw last night.
Oh,
what's
the
going on with her
out.
Teeth? Now, can we turn it up where you hear her voice?
For some historical perspective on that.
Oh, hear the
right.
teeth?
There's something funky with
it's not
the
dentures. There's something... One of her teeth is bigger than
Richard
the other.
She's stroked out.
On the left. Now, this is an
oh
interesting
God,
woman.
What's with the smile
I think
on
she's
this
Indian,
gal.
And she has very interesting hair.
She is catatonic.
She's rejected the big hair completely. She looks like she has over-conditioned hair just out of the shower.
Now, what is this? She's tweezed back far too much.
Yeah, she looks like she might have had facial facelifts.
Yeah.
She's given in completely to the look, and she's only a journalist.
Patty, would you say she's had many facelifts? You could see the hairline pulled back to the point. Oh, what
he's had a lot of facelifts.
I'm appalled by the colors, Patty.
I'm speechless at the moment.
Richard Norton Smith.
All right, well, he's an historian, so we give him a little bit of a break there because we know
he's allowed to.
We don't expect historians.
Maybe that's a little dust.
Get it right. But,
he can look like the Nutty Professor.
I mean, the jacket is so just historian. But that tie is, it's appalling. He must have been like, oh, well, I've got to wear something red, white, and blue to be patriotic, so I'll just throw this on with my usual outfit. I
his
think that's what
red.
Happened there.
Oh, a redhead. Oh, dear.
Oh,
no.
Now, but the woman to his right is interesting. She is has not given in at all to the look of, you know, her hair is so flat.
Do you mean to his left, Mike?
His, no, but his, on TV? His
yes.
right.
Oh.
No, the yeah, woman...
Stage
yeah.
left.
Is that what they...
Right.
I never could yeah. get that straight.
She looks smart, though, with those pearls.
Used to be the you know? She looks okay. She just needs a yeah. lot more lip going.
Yeah.
yeah.
Her lips are curled under her teeth. She needs a nice red liner and some gloss.
Do you think, though, she would get lipstick on her teeth if she were to go any harsher?
Oh, no. One should never have to worry about that if one applies it properly.
Oh, I love this guy's. He has...
Michael Besh.
He has my kind of style, like the subtle comb-over of the widow's peak.
That's
you know,
your kind of style?
Yeah, I kind of work that. You know, yeah, see, he has hair in the center.
For all listeners, that is not true.
He has hair in the center. Center,
Mark Allen
the,
looks nothing like this. Okay.
But see how he has the little bit of widow's peak, and he has the
yeah.
hair kind of strategically
it's a
combed.
Pompadour.
You know, he hasn't
it's
given in
pompadour.
To yeah. showing the widow's peak completely.
I'm smelling gore on him, though. He's got that oh. gore sort of like that pokey sort of. Look at that. See,
yeah.
see the side of it.
Yes, you're right.
And look at his ear. There's something going on with the ear.
You're right.
You know, anybody who has their lobe attached to their head is psychotic.
Really?
Is
they're
right?
capable of multiple. Acts of
I'm
violence.
Feeling my lobes right now.
Yeah,
I would know.
I'm glad I have headphones
they're
on.
They're covered by this headset and are therefore inaccessible.
Oh, Patty, you strike me though someone that you can work any look, and I must say the headphones are working.
They are. They
you know,
are.
It's some people just have an innate. You know, I mean, I could dump a bucket of tuna over your head and it would look incredible.
She might even smell. Oh, here she is, Mina Bowles.
Oh, there.
Oh.
The Democrats controlled the White House for the previous.
Is someone pulling on the back of her hair?
I'm not into. I don't approve. I'm sorry
like
to
gaps?
Isabella Rossellini and all those
and
women.
Lauren Hutton.
You're right.
I can't stand that.
Oh. You don't like that. Her lipstick does match her turtleneck.
Yeah. Fuchsia. I haven't seen that color for a while. And is that going to be a fall color?
Yes. Purple is the fall color along with green.
Really?
But, you know, one thing I've always noticed is that, you know, stylists always allow people of color to wear colors like, you know, fuchsia and yellow. And they're always allowed to wear that for some
really?
Reason. But they never let the white girls near it.
So that's racist.
Yeah, it's totally racist.
It is
wow.
racist.
No,
yeah.
they do. They...
That's an
if
interesting
you ever look
fact.
At ads mm-hmm. as well, you'll notice that whenever there's a woman of color in an ad, she's always wearing like yellow or green. And the white chicks are wearing like light pink or something.
Exactly.
Wow.
Pastels.
Yeah.
You rarely see a person of color in pastels.
Never.
True.
I mean, maybe it's really better for their skin tone or something. But.
You know, speaking of the Jewish thing that you were mentioning earlier, I did notice when I watched Giuliani's speech last night on the, you know, at the convention, there was one moment in his speech where he was getting boos from the audience as he was talking about moments in the past where terrorists have been allowed to do things by law enforcement and comparing it to the Bush administration, which supposedly is attacking terrorists. Okay. He was talking about in 1973 at the Olympics, three terrorists bombed, and they were only in jail for 3 months. And the whole audience, boo! and then this so-and-so was allowed a Nobel Peace Prize, even though he was supporting terrorists, and blah, blah, blah. And everyone was like, boo! And then at one point, he kept doing thing after thing, and the whole audience would say, boo. And then one of the things he said was, and in 1980-something, this man was accused of murder just because he was Jewish. And the whole audience was quiet. What? And then suddenly you kind of heard people go, boo, that's bad. Boo. Anti-Semitism is bad.
They have to remind
them. Took them a minute to figure that out.
Exactly. Well, there's bizarre. Been, you know, while this is going on, there's been... Of course, we're right here. We're right across the river. New York City is right there. There's been a lot of protesters, as we know.
Yes.
Protesters.
Miss Lapune was one of them on Saturday.
Good
really?
For you.
Wow.
What were you wearing?
Yes.
Well, I was doing my best to do protest chic, but it was mainly rather practical. And the one really cool fashion element that I incorporated were the dog tags with peace signs on them that my mother wore when she was marching, back in the day.
That has a lot of value, nostalgic value.
That was my one sort of extra thing I threw on.
Did you?
Other than that, I was incognito, shall we say.
Did you have a hat on?
Oh, no, I don't do hats.
You don't do hats.
Did you do,
I didn't go that far.
You know,
I had sunscreen on.
I see Patty wearing, like, an SLA, you know, Patty Hearst era, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was
black
kind of
beret, the double-breasted short trench with the AK-47.
Yeah, the look of confidence.
I can only
very
wish
confident.
It was so hot, I have to say.
Oh, right,
it really was. Spoiled. And not to mention the whole walking part of it, which is not something that fashionistas are used to doing.
So, okay, so.
It was tough to be fashionable.
And that leads
under those
us to what were your shoes?
Yeah.
Well, they were Doc Martens, if you must know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I'm pulling from New York Metro pages, and they spoke a little. I do want to credit where credit is due. I certainly would never be. What is that? What's the word?
What?
Oh, never mind.
Not giving credit where credit is due?
Yeah, that. That!
Yeah.
New York Metro.com has had a feature called The Things They Carry, talking about protesters' garb. And I don't know who. Remy Stern is the author of this article. And this person talks about some of the accoutrements, the apparel, pipes, chains, and locks. Linked together with hard-to-remove PVC pipes, protesters can disrupt traffic. Steel chains and kryptonite locks can be used to attach activists to buildings or shutter the doors of businesses. Smart.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
A metallic look, a heavy chain, a very bold statement.
And they're actually tools of your trade.
Yes.
So pipes, he means pipes, not pot pipes. He means pipes like...
He means PVC pipes.
Oh, to put your hands in like your handcuffed together. I actually have done that before.
Clothing. Battle-seasoned radicals are too sophisticated to show up in black jumpsuits. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Instead, they try to blend in with a crowd. RNC not welcome.org discourages long hair and nose rings. Where did my light go? I don't know.
It's your monitor. Hit a key.
Oh, okay. Where did my makeup
We're
mirror go?
We're very high-tech here.
Oh, my God.
The lighting is a computer monitor.
Yes.
It's very high-tech.
The lights? Dumbass.
Okay.
So, yes, continue.
Okay. The clothing, again, RNC not welcome. .org discourages long hair and nose rings as Patty would, I'm sure.
Wow. So they who's discouraged? The Republican National Convention discourages long hair.
No, RNC not welcome discourages.
They discourage
that
look.
They don't want you to look
like
a hippie radical.
Or a 90s piercing.
Right, or a tribal kind of look, I would imagine. They're urging activists to don business casual attire.
Oh, well, Patty LuPone does not approve of that either.
Really?
Sorry. I think the point is you dress for the occasion, whatever that may be. And if you are going out to protest the establishment, you should look like a complete freak. You should not look like a thoughtful middle-aged. That's appalling.
But don't you believe in the argument that, you know, a lot of people are saying these protesters are actually representing real America? You know, wouldn't you think putting the drag of looking on, you know, I mean, it's, oh, you're right. It's all about costume.
Well, really? But I feel like the reality is that. Well, no, I guess I do hear you. I do hear you. But I can only speak for what I would do if I weren't too hot to
care. It's like form follows function, you know. I mean, the Republicans wear costumes. Here at the convention, we see costume after costume. I mean,
that's
hardly comfortable clothing, male or female.
But I think they wanted to get... I think the group wanted to get away from that... New York,
right?
Anything that sort of screams the destination,
right?
I guess it what depresses me is that it's somehow bad, and why is it bad to look like a freak? Like, what are they saying? Like, why are they ashamed of people like that? Do you see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
If we are supposed to be a more inclusive, if we consider Republicans to be an exclusive elitist bunch, then why are we imposing rules on how people should look? And why are we? I can't really put into words.
I think they're sort of asking for a certain subtlety on camera that would help appeal to middle America, those people who aren't. Sure aren't clear.
Right.
And so those people can identify.
Right.
They can say, you know, that guy looks like a guy I work with and not like, you know,
that
freak,
side.
You know. So
definitely.
You know, they don't appear to be pinko.
Right.
You know, when they go in there. God knows, it's appalling to me that people are still concerned with voting appearances. You go into that booth and you shut that curtain behind you and, you know, you could do anything you want. You know, you could rub yourself all over that console there. I mean, nobody's going to know.
Right.
But putting on airs, whatever. Some more things, some accoutrements and attire. Fingernail clippers. I should have suggested this to the Cosmic Cowboy. Nail clippers or scissors can snip off the plastic handcuffs that police will use to detain protesters.
This is New York Magazine is telling people this? This is subversive.
Yes,
I didn't realize how what a pinko commie rag New York Magazine was.
Activists call this process de-arresting. Police call it a felony.
De-arresting. I like that.
I wonder,
like downsizing.
You know, could someone
use... Lovely euphemism.
They could use that in court. Say, well, New York Magazine told me to bring, nail clippers and clip off the handcuffs. I was just doing what the... They could face a lawsuit there.
Cell phones and walkie-talkies.
I like that.
Group text messaging allows activists to better coordinate activities, elude police, and plan escape routes. Rumors circulated that the police were using cell phone jammers to shut down cell mobile communication around Madison Square Garden, leading protesters to form teams of bike scouts to circulate information.
Wow. Was that going on?
Apparently so. Rumors.
Well, I did hear a lot of rumors. You know, like today I heard the rumor the 31st was the day that the anarchists, the really hardcore, you know, even the protesters disliked, the anarchists were planning a big action sometime on the 31st, something like really out of control, and nothing has happened.
Right.
You know, so far for me, this week has been a week of speculation, you know, unless you're really following, you know, like people's blogs and that kind of thing. It's really been kind of low key, the protests. And
right.
Even though people are getting arrested and stuff, it's.
Well, certainly Sunday was disappointingly low key.
Really?
Yeah. You know, not that well attended.
I felt very guilty, actually. You know, sitting at home, I was listening to the radio and stuff, and I was hearing all the participation, the people that, you know, didn't support Bush, and I felt bad. And I felt like an agoraphobic Bush hater. So I put a sign in my window of my apartment saying agoraphobes against Bush. And it's still there, and it's my voice.
Thank you, Mark Allen. And, you know, ultimately, of course, or the you know, I don't want anyone to feel bad about not spilling out into the streets.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, the thing that counts is getting in there and voting.
Right.
Whichever way you're going to vote. Which, from what I understand, Mark Allen, it's unclear who he wants to vote for. Can you believe it?
Well, are you unclear in terms of...
Let me clarify that.
It's not a question of voting for Bush.
No.
It's a question of maybe Nader or something, right?
All okay. I know
I just
is
wanted
that.
To use. I just wanted to have a really
outrageous...
Sorry.
I just spoiled
intro.
That controversial
you have to
moment.
Sorry. Right, you know, the viewer's interested.
I love when he's like defending himself. Like...
Well, I know I'm, I don't I it, I just find I have a hard time getting excited about Kerry. I feel like a lot of people feel that way. Absolutely. I'm definitely not voting for Bush. I'm definitely voting. But then again, voting for the only other person I would vote for would be Nader, and I just feel strange about that. I'm sure I'll decide probably the moment right leading up to what is it, November 2nd is voting day or the 1st? What is the vote day of voting?
Maybe. Something we're
like
in
that.
Good shape.
It's November something.
Yeah, so I'm probably going to vote for Kerry. I think that's probably the smartest thing to do. But then a world with Kerry as the president, I'm not completely loving. But so we'll have to see what happens. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, I voted for Nader the first time he ran. Yeah. Because I knew that it wouldn't make a difference.
I've heard that
and
before.
And frankly, I feel that this time... I hate to be a pessimist. There is not a chance in hell that Bush is going to lose.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I probably am going to vote for Kerry, like, quote, just in case there's a chance.
Right.
But I certainly wouldn't get in someone's face if they voted for Nader. It doesn't matter. And we should be sending Democrats the message that Kerry absolutely sucks, too.
Well, sure. Did you find problems in these last 4 years telling people you voted for Nader? Did anyone
no.
ever, like, attack you?
No. Well, half my family voted for him, too. And no, I mean, frankly, I know very few people who've ever voted, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, it's
so
shocking.
No one would have the nerve to.
I can't believe the number of friends that I have.
No one votes. It's not cool.
It's true. It's
don't
true.
You know? Oh, my God.
This isn't... Now, I have to...
You have to wait on a line with all those normal people.
We're of sort of different generations here a bit. We have an age spread. Yeah.
Right.
Mark is, you know, he looks tight, but he's a lot older than you think he is.
I'm old, too, though. Well, anyway.
Well, you know, there is just definitely an age spread.
It's not generational, people.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not
it's
generational.
Decadal.
It's sort of like...
It's semi-decadal.
It's quad...
What was
quad-
that word, Mark? You want to repeat that?
It's a semi-decadal. So, but what your point being that we're separated
that,
by
you know,
decades.
Patty is saying that, you know, it's not cool to vote, I guess. Mm-hmm. I never got that message.
Really?
You know, there's actually there's always been quite a bit of pressure to vote.
Well, the sense that I get is that it's not that it's uncool to vote, it's just that people don't care. And
talking, well, I think in general talking about it is just not to be done. People just, I don't know.
It's like talking about money, isn't it? You know, people don't talk about money.
Yeah, but that's like...
Well, in
I
the
think
world of the fashionista, money is a fair game. Everyone talks about money.
Yeah.
That really impacts your life. Voting doesn't impact your life because you... Well, same
you really, you've really summed it up there,
impact
Patty.
Your life.
It's true.
Thank you.
Now I have no excuse.
It doesn't because I mean I'm sorry. For the past few elections,
yes.
There was no chance I felt that my vote was going to change the outcome because it was pretty clear who was going to win each time.
I don't think the last election was clear at all.
Yeah,
so
I thought that's why
it's important for people to vote this time because we found out
it certainly turned out to be very unclear.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought Bush was definitely going to win. There was no doubt in my mind.
See, I didn't think that. I didn't think that at that time. I think that at this time.
Mm. Oh, well,
right, yeah. You know.
I was just slipped a piece of paper that said, visit a swing state, get Bush out. So that's a strategy to go to a different state and vote? Is that? Oh, yes. But
are you
don't you have to register?
To do that,
isn't that hard? Don't you have to register?
And you
twice.
Have to show ID and stuff?
So you really have to care. That's even harder than
getting.
You had to get to convincing someone to do that.
Oh, who's this guy on the TV?
I'm sure there are, like, small lobbying groups that do organize things like
right,
that.
Right, right, right. Well, the
for
Republicans probably do.
Probably. I'm sure Democrats do it, too. But,
true.
Yeah, it probably is hard to recruit.
She's
the guy. The guy.
This woman was not here last night. This black woman with the...
She looks familiar. You know, I think she does
hair.
Washington Week sometimes.
Oh, she does?
I think so.
Washington Weave?
She feels... Week.
This guy has like Donald Trump hair in progress. This is probably what Donald Trump looks like at age 12.
No one has Donald
I'm
Trump
getting
hair,
seasick man. Looking at that hair. I don't know about you.
It matches the
good
flag behind him.
You're now he's so got, correct. He's, it matches the flag.
He has a really conservative version of conservative. He couldn't be more plain. What do you think, Patty? It's the old cognitive dissonance. There's not much going on there.
Yeah, you're right. There's not much going on. I mean, the red tie, I guess, is, you know, a splash of color, but it's just a patriotism thing.
Right.
You know, he wouldn't normally choose that tie. So
that kind of light maroon tie with a dark blazer and a white shirt is the most like. It's like the kind of suit you get as a child, your first suit. You know,
you're right. Yeah, I don't know. Men's fashion is so. I mean, especially in a venue like this, is so uninspiring to me. It's hard for me to make a comment
look,
on it either way.
He has a kind of a daring a comb over with little curls in the front, like a little flip curl thing. I wonder what the point of that is.
I don't know.
It's, oh, look when he smiles. Oh, he has a strange thing going on with his mouth.
He does. Yeah.
Led a hydrogen highway
initiative. And he has a very patriotic tie.
Yeah, I think so. Back to protester gear. Again, you know, RNCNotWelcome.org is promoting hats.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where the wearing of hats for protesters. They're urging people to wear baseball caps to avoid surveillance cameras. Patty, I know you're appalled. Please comment.
I would never be caught dead in a baseball cap, period, under any circumstance, even a Yankee game.
Really?
It's just not done.
A baseball cap. Well, what about the trend of the trucker hats that was so popular a few years ago?
Appalling.
Oh, really?
Sorry.
They're recommending.
No offense to anyone who does wear them, but.
What about truckers?
What about truckers, Mark?
That's foreign
that's
policy.
Sort of fabulous.
Let's throw that to you. What about truckers?
Yeah.
Now, they wear those hats, but that's foreign policy functioning.
Right.
Way, yeah.
Right. That's a cult. You know, that's dressing for your cult. So that's
now,
fine.
I think truckers bring the materials to make high couture clothes, you know, right?
You
know,
they come over,
reason.
Meaning
right,
the clothing
right.
comes over on a truck.
Right. They're needed, you know, in the same way like servants are needed
that's
at a cocktail party to serve
that's
the drinks.
That's a good
drinks,
point. Right.
They are, you know.
Well, I just like truckers because I love anyone who belongs to some sort of cult as their job. And, I mean,
right.
truck drivers are definitely a cult.
The cult
as, you know,
of
they right. gather in groups
the
whenever
cult.
They can. And
yeah,
they have a uniform that they don't have to wear, but they choose to wear. And they, you know, they,
right.
it's a cult. It's cool.
I love their little midnight meetings, you know, on the New Jersey Turnpike
right,
in
the
woods.
Diners.
Oh, yeah. That's very cultish.
Get it.
They brain at the rest stops.
Yeah.
That's where all the brainwashing goes on.
Yeah, I think so. Back.
That's
back
how they got.
The
that's
Sunoco
how they got
station.
Patty Hearst.
You think?
Yeah, they got Patty Hearst at a truck stop. Gathering, of truckers.
So, I'm reading an article from Alexander Marshall, again from NewYorkMetro.com.
Pinko commie rag.
She is suggesting a subversive French beret. Suggested brand Stars will beret $65 at Lola.
Well, now, is true. So a French beret in this administration is highly subversive in this age of freedom
that's
prize.
True.
And,
that
is really throwing it in the face of, that really sends a message. A subversive French beret.
Well.
And going back to Patty Hearst.
Mark Jacobs Hillary tee. Have you seen this, Patty, in the shop?
Yes, I have. He created them for charity.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
What is on the Hillary tee?
It's a silk screen of a photo of Hillary.
Okay.
You know, like the Free Winona shirt type.
Oh, right.
Right,
right.
Right. Red is the color of war, hence protest. Someone named Cassini, I don't think Oleg, of course. If I were the leader of the protesters, I would say, protesters, stand in line. I want you to have red T-shirts, so that's the
they want people to wear
red, not black, red.
Yeah, well, so. I kind of agree with that. I red is my bright red's my favorite color.
It's
but
a
I
great
would,
color.
Yeah, it's my only. It's strictly an aesthetic choice, not a symbolic choice.
Footwear. This is Patty is definitely going to react to this. Again, from this article by Alexander Marshall. There's a good chance she'll be trapped in pens, whatever that means. Oh, pens, like pig pens. Okay.
Right, on the pier.
So you don't want to be standing in high heels. What could be more comfy?
Right.
She's already getting warmed up, Patty. I know. What could be more comfy and up to the minute than a Birkenstock-style sandal in gunmetal metallic?
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I was wondering how long it would take me to start screaming in this show. 45 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a Michael Kors. A Michael Kors thing, $150.
So Birkenstocks, Birkenstocks are not.
No. Under no circumstance. Again,
ladies,
I really do apologize. I'm sure there are
off.
Some funky people who look cute in them, but I'm sorry. No.
Lesbians.
No.
Those are the funky people you're talking about.
No.
Well, I have a funny Birkenstock story. Years ago, I saw a hippie on Houston Street wander up to a deli. It was looking completely filthy. All he had was a t-shirt on and dirty jeans and Birkenstocks, which he'd taken off. And he was walking around his bare feet on the streets. His feet were black. And he walked up to this crowded deli that was owned by Koreans. And he grabbed a pineapple from the produce section. And he walked in amongst all the crowds of people trying to pay for their stuff. He looked at the Korean guy and he held up his Birkenstocks. He goes, "Yo, dude, I'll trade you these shoes for this pineapple." And the Korean guy just like, "What? No, you know." And the hippie's like, throws the pineapple, like, "Come on, man, come on, my shoes for a pineapple, come on." And finally he throws it back down and walks off like, "Oh, capitalist society."
Shoes for pineapples.
Yes.
Folks, you're tuned to.
I would rather walk on pineapples for several hours than walk in Birkenstocks.
Maybe that's what he was trying to do. Maybe he was a monk that was into self-punishment.
You're right.
I want to remind everybody you're listening to WFMU's Republican National Convention Remix. And I'm Sue Braun. I'm joined by Mark Allen and Patty LuPune, my special guest at the Fashion Roundtable. We are tuned to PBS Station 13 in New York City in the metropolitan area. I'm
Kansas.
Sure.
And he's going
and
to
we're kind of, I think, talking amongst ourselves because we're not really seeing speakers right now at the
convention.
We're
seeing this Jim Lehrer guy.
Right.
His eyes freak me out. They just do.
Yeah.
They look like brown. That's
we don't
not
even
right.
see them. There's something about the lids. I guess you do see
He has
them.
No retina.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I
you're
noticed this last night.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. It's like that old man in Lord of the Rings when he grabbed the ring. Remember that first, one in Lord of the Rings when he turned evil and he's like, "Ah, give me the ring," and his eyes turn black.
Or like, again, you know, that guitarist in Limp Bizkit, I've said that before,
right.
You know, with the contacts.
Yeah, what is going on with his eyes?
I don't know. It's just like Mia Farrow in the end of Rosemary's Baby. What have you done to its eyes?
Right.
You know, so we're watching Channel 13 and we're watching commentators at this moment.
We're waiting. I guess the star of the evening is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, it could be said, but...
Or the Bush twins. Oh, wait, someone's coming. They're about to announce someone.
A fundamental principle of our democracy and our Republican Party is respect for the inherent dignity,
Sam Brown.
Equality,
oh, this guy is an asshole.
Of every human life.
Yeah,
he's the
FCC.
Squelcher. We believe that every
ties.
Person is beautiful.
What is going on with his tie? Or I'm getting
a
shadow.
That it's like supposed to be sort
every
of iridescent, but it's
protected.
Not picking up enough on the camera.
Yeah.
Right.
Fire that stylist.
The hair is
got
squinty
eyes. And equality for all.
He's pasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
he
everyone's
like been up all night. I have to say.
Yeah. His yellow.
Look at that thing on top of his head.
Is it a yarmulke?
Look at it. It's a shelf. A yarmulke.
It's like an island on the top of his head.
That's where the transmitter is.
The brain.
Yeah.
HIV is one of the greatest moral and
transmitting to his people.
Over 20 million people have died of the disease since the start.
What disease
of the pandemic
is he talking about?
Without our commitment, AIDS could take the lives of
so many.
He's speaking about AIDS.
I'm surprised.
Look at how serious he looks.
Lost one or both parents to AIDS. Here at home, President Bush has committed
now, they're really reaching to try and speak to moderate voters.
He's
here, talking about aid for
the
Republican
abstinence
National
education.
And abstinence education, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, there you go.
Internationally, President Bush has marshaled an army of compassion to combat
An army of compassion.
They
can't even say the word without putting something violent in the same sentence.
$15 billion, which will treat 2 million people.
An army of compassion.
Prevent 7 million new infections.
It's you know, they work in the angle 9/11 there, the Iraq war. You know, it's the army. They have to work that into everything they say. Army of compassion.
We will work to protect every human life.
Oh, my God.
By not allowing you to copulate.
Except those in foreign countries.
From the HIV/AIDS patient in Uganda to the 14-year-old girl trafficked and sold.
We are watching PBS.
But there's something below that note, Sue. I'll let you announce
it. I know.
Okay.
Well, we know.
From the Down syndrome child seeking an education.
Oh, now we have a side view.
The prisoner,
what is this?
To turn away from a life of crime.
What's that on the side there? Is that
there's
something that a handicap ramp?
We'll fight for you.
Well, now, last night I did notice in the audience there was a really spectacularly a burn victim who was focused on the in the audience quite a bit.
This nation and
it was very intense.
An army of burn victims?
Yeah.
From the child
oh, there's...
He's like, blah, who's that? He's going, blah, 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 blah.
This nation and this president will fight for you.
Meanwhile, he's, like, slashing Medicaid, like, left and right.
Because
it just seems
for
the,
made.
You know, people who are...
The so-called least of these...
Who don't have health insurance.
For our creator.
For their AIDS medications.
We are leading the world in a heroic rescue of human life.
Oh, wow. God.
This is the essence of compassionate conservatism. It is the medal of George Bush.
Compassionate conservatism, folks.
Thank you.
It is.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you.
So who's
God
he introducing? Oh, he was the speaker. I thought he was introducing somebody. People of compassion.
Yeah.
Well, now,
it's all about compassion.
Yesterday's speakers were, the entire evening was all about 9/11 and the war. I mean, it really, in the most vaguest terms, I mean, last night's convention, all you heard were the words, you know, good versus evil, you know, heroic, taking a stand, does not back down. You know, if you hadn't been around and just tuned into this convention and you were judging the events of the past 4 years, you would have thought that, you know, terrorist attack 9/11, and then George Bush stood up from the ashes and, you know, shook his fist and was like, we'll get you, and then he's done nothing but that in, you know, since then. It was strange. They didn't talk about politics at all.
No,
there was
not
no
at all.
Speaking of politics or anything that didn't have anything to do with the vaguest terms of the attack on 9/11 and how, you know, the Bush administration is leading this heroically brilliant strategy. It was shocking how vague it was.
Well, they keep, you know, pushing this same thing because, you know,
that's all
you know, pulling people like Giuliani and McCain up there who like blatantly don't even agree with Bush on major points,
right.
You know, just to some sort of show of, you know, solidarity,
right.
Even though they think, you know, Bush is a complete, you
right.
know.
Well, the strategy, I think, is, you know, because the election is so incredibly close and they know that there's just this sliver-thin slice of undecided voters, is to try and wean them over to their side. And I think they're doing that by pulling in people that attract moderate voters, you know, like Giuliani. And I must say, I watched Giuliani's speech last night, and I've always had mixed feelings about him. I lived through his administration here, but I was very impressed with his speech. It was very well done. I was very riveted, even though I wasn't agreeing with a lot of it. I was like, God damn, this guy's a good speaker, you know, and that's what that was designed to do. It was designed
exactly.
to pull people like, well,
but I mean, you know, our memory's that short
that we
can't remember that this was the man who absolutely pulled the whole country through.
Right.
I mean, he was where Bush wasn't even around.
Right,
I remember
right.
just jumping up and down screaming, where the F is our president?
Right. And, yeah.
Where is he?
And what a contrast in just talking about speeches. Giuliani, what a riveting speaker. And then Bush, the exact reverse. You know, I mean, he's a terrible speaker.
He has no
magnetism. Whoops, sorry.
He was on with Matt Lauer this morning, and it was just like this loop
yeah.
loop,
oh, yeah.
he
loop
is
of
a robot.
Just of just these just sort of fed in his ear like, you know, little sound bites over and over and over. And I
and when you compare that to someone like that obviously is dynamic and, you know, savvy to the words Giuliani is, you know, what it's going to be interesting to see how they use him. Oh, my. Who is this guy with the bug eyes?
He's doing some complicated coordination with his
really? Just cockroaches Pat, on his tongue.
Yeah, what do you think of the color combination, Patty?
And when you talk to voters,
again, I see that kind of diarrhea brown.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I like it in theoretically, but the tie itself is just wrong. Yeah.
What
needs
are those
to be more yellow to be nice.
Do you trust a man with a beard that's not quite grown in?
That's a very good point. Well, Patty LuPone does not approve of facial hair as a rule in general.
Yeah. Especially on men. Look, he's got like a frowny kind of look there.
He has a dopey. He has a Disney face, an animated.
And his eyebrows are just. I mean, they're thick and bushy, but they're so short. They don't go all the way to the edge of his eye.
He's like the seven dwarves all rolled together in one face.
He looks like Bud Cort after that terrible car accident.
Speaking of not aging well, the wonderful Bud Cort.
Yeah.
Who I love and admire.
He's got Mark Hamill syndrome.
Right,
you know, the burning, the flaming wreck.
Right.
You know.
It can happen to men.
It can. Andrew Kohut. Pew Center
for the people for.
So he's
13.
Another think tank type.
Yeah.
So we forgive him somewhat because he's not a politician.
He needs a trim in the back as well.
Oh yeah.
He's got to clean
his
up the neck.
His grooming is disastrous.
Yeah.
I mean, the,
obviously an academic.
You know, with men, you don't. I wonder if we're ever going to see a shift in the mass acceptance of plastic surgery on men. You know, it's with men like this, you see how badly they can age.
Right.
You know, with a woman, this would be almost unacceptable for a public figure
absolutely.
To have those
droops. It's definitely going to change in the next generation.
You think it will?
Absolutely. Because
it's already started.
If you look at younger guys now, I mean, they're much more into grooming than any generation prior. And they're going to grow up to... I mean, they're going to emulate, you know, people like, well, I don't know. I guess there's no one really to emulate.
Yeah, they get the metrosexual, the David Beckhams. And
well, John F. Kennedy Jr., like the Kennedys kind of aged. Well, I guess John F. Kennedy Jr. was certainly, how old was he when he died? Was he in his 30s? He looked
Jesus
really good.
Jesus' age or something?
I'm not really sure.
But how old was Jesus when he was crucified?
33, right?
Cowboy, 33.
But what was the life expectancy
We have no people who know anything about Jesus here.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, I was raised Southern Baptist, so I actually should know.
Yeah, you should
but,
know.
You know.
Shame
they
on
didn't,
you.
Yeah, they didn't teach us facts back then. That was it was all about rules. It wasn't about facts.
Oh, okay. Well, Patty, is there, you know, this... male cosmetic market. Mm-hmm. Do you have any awareness of any products or things that men might use? Maybe herbal masks or.
Well, really, they're starting to use everything that women are using.
Really?
They're using the $200 jars of face cream. They're getting facials. They're getting Botox. You know, you name it. Now they're totally doing it. They're getting manicures and pedicures. I mean, a lot of men have gotten that for years, but. Now it's just become even more widespread. And
I have a friend, a male friend my age. He just got the fat sucked out of the sides of his jowls, and he looks incredible.
Wow.
Yeah, it was major liposuction on his cheeks.
Just
you know, because he's Italian, and he was slow. As he got older, he was getting that pudgy face.
That prednisol.
And that's becoming more and more acceptable.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Senator Bill Fist. I mean, Frist.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
he
looks
needs
like
to put on a little weight.
Herman Munster out of the Munster costume.
Yeah.
What's that actor's name?
He looks like a very cruel master.
Just look at the suit. I mean, it's like triple-breasted or something. It's just...
This
is bad.
Everything
is
about
bad.
His look is going from a small point at the bottom to a large point at the top.
I'm feeling...
Except his head, which is like a bean. You know?
I'm feeling Tommy Toon.
Really
are you feeling Tommy Toon?
Yeah. I like the...
Tony Perkins.
A lot of these people
Tony Perkins.
Oh, look at her. Oh, yeah.
All right, this is what we've been waiting for.
Was that a gas mask?
We need more shots of the crowd.
Yeah, the rhinestone
sweater.
The sequined applique.
Yeah,
that's what that was.
Any kind of sweatshirt.
That was just 1986.
Patty LuPone.
In all its glory.
Lapel pin, what do you think?
Appalling.
Now, a lot of people had these on last night.
Sorry.
They're running.
Do you know, at my place of employ, right after 9/11, we were required to wear those for a couple weeks?
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, the red, white, and blue. What if you're wearing purple? It clashes. Did the world, disgusting.
Now, I heard that the world of fashion, people thought that 9/11 was really going to destroy people's sense of superficiality and the worship of... But I don't think it did. I think that lasted about 5 minutes.
I think it's quite the opposite, actually, Mark. I think that it, when you're stressed and when you're in times of trouble, it's the superficial world that's the only thing that can give you comfort.
I agree.
You can't look to your inner world because your inner life is telling you you could be dead in 6 months.
Right.
So it's all about instant gratification.
I agree
with
you.
All about, you know, things that you can control, like the cut of your jacket or the color of your nails.
Right. I was reading Camille Paglia was talking about how shallow popular culture has become since the 80s. And she was saying, you know, in these post 9/11 times, nobody wants their buttons pushed. You know, there's no upper. But I don't know if I necessarily agreed with that. What do you think?
Well, I can, as a woman in the fashion world, I must say I do agree.
Really? So you
people
think
people really don't want to go there?
Right.
They just, I mean, it's the way that back, you know, whenever World War II, the 40s,
yes.
You know, when there were all these fluffy musicals, you know, that everyone went to see, not just, you know, people like you and me. Well, you might not even like musicals, but, you know.
I've been known to
I shouldn't assume
dabble
things like that.
I've
but
been to a few, Patty. You know, I used to go to see the Nutcracker every year, New York City Ballet.
I mean, well, but certainly today it's not acceptable for a guy to come and to go and watch, like, the Princess Diaries. You know what I mean? But back in the 40s, everyone went to see the fluffy movies as a way of escaping from anything that mattered. And
the massive.
Now it's acceptable. Instead, guys can't go watch the Princess Diaries, but they can go get Botox or get their jowls lipoed out, and that's how they escape from what's really going on.
Well, that is one thing to look forward to. I think if Bush is reelected, which could very well happen, maybe culture will start to, there'll be this, which is already building, and we'll see some kind of like a cultural counterculture kind of really gaining strength, which I think is really missing. Am I rambling?
But no, I agree
saying
with you 100%.
No. Maybe it'll be such a conservative.
This is something that music people talk about a lot too, right? That, you know, when top 40 gets really bad, you kind of get excited because you know that means finally kids are going to start rebelling and there's going to be,
something's
you know,
coming.
Throbbing Gristle or whatever coming out to counteract it.
Right. Well, you know, I always use the let them eat jelly beans example. You know, when Reagan was president, that was, you know, we saw the rise of punk in America and everything. And, you know, I always look at that. Remember that hardcore compilation record, Let Them Eat Jelly Beans? It was a take on the Let Them Eat Cake. You know, remember how Reagan liked jelly beans? And I always wonder if, you know, with a Bush and two, you know, serving two terms, always see, you know, Reagan was served two terms. And it was really like the 80s was like underground, at least. We saw this like incredible culture like gain momentum and really then explode and kind of dissipate in the 90s. And we're waiting for that to happen again. Although, I mean, the underground art and music still is very much present, but it's just so, the mass culture is just still waiting to be shaken up by it. It's maybe if Bush is reelected, we'll see. What do you think, Sue? You're more of an expert in these. Do you think if Bush were to serve a second term, we'll see some kind of cultural shakeup?
Well, I guess, you know, when you look at, you know, Reagan. Mm-hmm. So I can only look back to that.
Right.
You know, the...
Now, you were in a band in the Reagan years, weren't you?
Yeah, but everybody kind of was. Mm. But, you know, I mean, the hardcore scene was flourishing when Reagan fell into office.
Right.
And so it was there was this total like kind of lack of awareness of, you know, anything going... certainly, nothing like that has been really replicated since he left office. I mean, all that kind of music is very much mainstreamed and very much suburban now. And, of course, I mean, there's certainly no underground for that. There's really, I've long said there's really no underground going on except for little kind of pockets of,
small pockets of things.
And again, it's all about being hip and being cool and that's got to stop. I mean, that's just got to stop. You know, there's got to be a larger you know, for a shift to happen, there's got to be just a larger representation of young people.
Right.
And, I mean, I'm certainly counting on young people to do it. I mean, God knows we're not going to do it. I mean,
we have to
it's never too late.
We have to go to work, for God's sakes, you know. Oh. But now, here's something that I just heard about today, just to sort of shift focus back. Purple Heart bandages.
Oh, that made the news today.
About this?
Yeah, yeah.
A GOP delegate handed out bandages with purple hearts on them Monday night at the Republican National Convention in a swipe at Democratic nominee John Kerry's war record. But anyway, you know, it's amazing how the worst type of fashion accoutrements you're going to see them on. Republicans or, you know, Bible Belt people. I mean, just the worst kind of, like, crap, you know, from,
right.
like, smiley faces to mullets to, you know, it all, and sometimes, you know, it'll trend to a point where, you know, sort of everybody will start wearing it.
Like
but
the AIDS
usually, ribbon. Usually, it'll just, yeah, but it'll come from this horrible place and
right.
go to another place. But
so now she's wearing a bandage, a Band-Aid that has a purple heart on it to mock.
And you know, and of course, it's just, I mean, you're mocking, of course, all the men and women that have ever served in any war,
right.
you know, that we fought for
but her point
this country.
Her point is to mock Kerry's son. Yeah, I don't understand the details.
He doesn't
right.
claim. he got them.
Right.
And you know, it's just a.
That is a horrible statement.
It continues to appall me that yeah. anyone would question any of this. I
right.
mean, it just, if you've ever had a relative or someone in your close family who's, you know, a parent or something who's actually been in a war. My
uh-huh.
father was in World War II.
Oh, really?
On the, yeah, he was at D-Day. He was on the beach at Normandy.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, that kind of thing is like, you know, even if you get a medal just for being there, but
right.
just for just being there,
mm-hmm.
you know, you should get at least, you know, something.
So you
know,
think
all the respect, you know, and I mean, unimaginable respect.
And her mocking this, you're right. It's a very ugly.
It is ugly. This whole thing with Kerry is just completely ugly. And they're talking. You know, they're trying to dig up transcripts and records and trying to prove this and trying to prove that. Can you imagine if someone did that? If like, you know, you're a mom and your son is, you know, died in a war and
right.
you know, can you imagine if
right.
someone questioned that
so
or
horrible.
It's disgusting. I mean, I don't care. Yeah. One Purple Heart, my God. Three. My God.
Right.
You know, just to question any of this.
Well, so,
you know,
that's interesting.
Unbelievable.
You know, she's wearing it as kind of a badge of pride of the Republicans, you know, using this to kind
yeah.
of muck up.
Oh, look at that hair and that pumpkin head. Good Lord.
And
did you see
glasses.
That shot?
Yeah.
Oh, we need more
horrible.
Shots of the crowd.
Yeah.
yeah.
Maybe we'll see
we've
Purple Heart
We've got to keep our
woman.
Eyes open. I think we
yeah.
might be missing some.
Yeah,
one eye on the tube, folks.
Yeah. One.
yeah.
This guy is making a goddamn
He's talking
point.
A long time.
I know, God. What is he going on about?
All these Republican speakers use. Oh, here
yeah.
we go. He looks like the Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. Were those two together?
Yeah.
That's my question.
Was that that? Was that that Christian woman from Everybody Loves Raymond? The wife. That's what she looked like.
Is she Christian?
Oh, she's a Nazi.
Okay. Can I just tell you
yeah.
something that explains that at my place of employ, she visited me at my place of employ
oh,
about
did.
A year ago and was such a mega bitch.
Oh.
And we could and everyone was so disappointed. I mean, I've never seen the show, but I guess they loved the show and were so sad that she was so awful. But that explains
wow.
a lot.
She's a bitch on the show too. I don't like.
So
her.
Everybody. But he doesn't love Raymond, the
no,
woman that's on
the Raymond's
not
wife.
Anymore.
Oh,
and she didn't even buy that.
And by the
oh,
way,
really?
I didn't. I would just like to say I didn't mean to equate Christian with Nazi. I meant more like fascist.
Oh,
beliefs.
We know what you mean.
Yeah, we know.
And we love
you. Have an agenda.
It's
just very clear.
I'm not. I'm not a wordsmith here, folks.
Oh,
the straw hat.
The straw
right.
hats.
What
oh,
about straw hats, Patti LuPone?
Yes, straw cowboy hats.
They can be... They can be fabulous in the right context. For example, did any of you watch the opening ceremony of the Olympics?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And you did as well.
I did. I was on the air,
right.
And Mark Allen
I remember
called
I had her
in.
On while I was...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sue and I kind of watched it collectively, yeah.
Well, this is perfect. So then I could tell you guys about how, you know, some of these countries...
Oh.
Oh, sorry. I just
women
blew
wearing
I'm sorry.
Christmas tinsel in their hair.
Okay, so it's like aerobicized goes Vegas goes American. Let's just sum it up like that.
That was incredible.
That was horrifying.
Oh, please.
It's funny, Patty. You used the word horrifying.
Really
the word incredible.
No.
I'm just
the I
more
hurt
hat.
You guys.
Straw
your
hats.
I'm sorry.
Glitter.
So we just saw three women wearing kind of. It was like Charlie's Angels, like
see, I can't prepare.
A geriatric Charlie's Angels and
she
visors.
Hit it on the head with the
right.
aerobics.
Yeah, aerobics with Christmas tinsel.
Those are not Austrian crystal painting
the tanning bed. Let's not forget the tanning bed.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Very anti-tan. Patty LuPune.
So, tans, are tans ever in?
Tans can be fabulous in the right context.
Like you just returned from somewhere.
Right, or you're just impossibly rich and you're not trying to look edgy in any way. A tan can be
okay.
fabulous.
Yeah.
It depends.
A little bronzer, a little, just
yeah,
a little.
No, I mean,
especially if you have
Patty has been known to fake a tan on occasion.
No,
I see.
Depending, if she's trying to look like she is actually that she actually should have as much power as she's given at her job.
You know, I actually
if I'm trying to fool the world, then
I actually
a fake
tried.
Tan would be good.
I tried one of those spray tans. Oh,
she
horrible.
Has tanner on.
Yes,
yeah, she
does. She
definitely did.
I've never tried an applicable tan lotion or what have you.
Patty recommends Clarins if you're in
really?
The Clarins.
Maybe
okay.
I'll try
and
that.
Only Clarins.
Maybe for the winter, I'll do like a mega tan look and just a mess with everybody's head.
I did a spray on one before I left for Athens.
Yeah.
And it just looked like somebody crapped on me. I mean, there were
maybe
these
you brought,
brown
you bought the
streaks.
Wrong product.
Oh,
no, you go into
no,
this tan in a
booth.
Can, the booth.
Oh.
Those are supposed to be really good. They're not cheap, but
oh, look at this
oh,
guy.
Lord.
Now,
Lord
that was a true 10-gallon hat.
Yeah. That I almost liked because it was so over the top.
He had character.
Yeah, exactly.
It worked.
Thank
exactly.
you. Like, you
yeah.
could tell he wasn't trying to look good.
Right.
He was
that
trying
is,
to look kind of funny.
Yeah, he's not from the hood, though, that's for sure.
No,
where
no.
Do they, oh, where
oh,
they
yeah.
oh, here he is again. They really like this guy.
He almost looked like Colin Powell.
Yeah, he did look like him. Maybe it is Colin Powell.
Maybe Colin has really gone around the bend.
He's returned.
Yeah. That's my Bronx boy, but he, like, just lost
well,
his...
Well, he's gone, though, right?
He just lost his shit. I don't know.
Oh, good
no, oh,
God.
Oh, here's an... No, oh. There's a very average
he's
young
he's
man.
He's hot.
Good looking.
He's already gearing himself towards
he's a little Irish boy. What do you think?
Do you guys know, I saw George Stephanopoulos on the street like a week ago.
Really?
And he gave me the eye.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
But is he gay? He is,
no,
right?
He's married to oh.
that
woman.
Doesn't mean...
He's married to that woman who, Alexandra, she's a debutante who was on Mad TV.
Oh.
Alexandra, she needs... Incredible. She needs such a liposuction.
Wait, is she the one that did the bitch
Wentworth,
woman?
Alexandra
yeah,
Wentworth.
Yeah, right.
She, blonde. She's got big
she's
bags.
She's married to him?
Yes.
Wow,
Alexandra Wentworth is married to George Stephanopoulos.
Who knew?
I knew.
Wow. I mean, I'm shocked to hear this news.
She's on Mad TV. She
yeah,
was on Mad TV
she was.
Forever.
She's not on
oh, God.
Oh, here's
oh,
an
boy.
Dolphin head.
He had liposuction.
There's a lot going on.
You have to have contrast
Craig
in your outfit.
Benson.
And there's
his
none
eyes,
here. It's
look
total
his
monochrome.
Eyes are slanted the other way. It's like his face has been photoshopped. Don't
why
they
are,
look? There's something. He needs a brow lift.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at that monkey lip. What is that?
Yeah. Patty, I kind of like this tie and jacket
really?
Combination.
I
mean,
I think it's too washed out.
You do. I think there's something kind of futuristic. I don't like the tie, but something about the gray and white and the blue.
Hmm.
I don't know.
So what are women supposed to be wearing around their necks? We've gone from horseshoes to...
Oh, pearls.
Pearls?
Sorry.
Okay. That's okay. I don't think it's you.
No,
I think it's all of us.
I'm loud.
It's all of us.
Every time we scream, the mic's overloaded.
Yeah.
But that's cool. It adds
Penn
to the excitement.
Blackwell, Republican, Ohio. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, he doesn't he has that much
say.
Of a look. Yeah,
he's just there.
He has a walrus mustache.
Walrus.
I'm imagining his ass.
Yeah,
he has a walrus mustache.
Again,
he
you know,
looks very plain.
Putting those moderates out there, Ohio, very very moderate.
Yeah, yeah.
Bunch of freaks in Ohio. That's for sure.
Right.
So no horseshoes around the neck, pearls. again.
Well, we had the Texas.
Right. Well, no, it's all about pearls. Just, you know, more and more, as many pearls as you can wear without falling over. That's
really
the trend.
Really?
Neckwear, yeah,
wow.
For fall.
Okay.
Of course, you won't. I mean, if we do see any pearls tonight, it'll be in some sort of boring Queen of England way, but. The
soap
Chanel way is what's the hip way for fall, absolutely.
Really?
Swinging pearls?
Yes, swinging all over the place.
Okay.
What
Patty
about
has
flapper, 20s flapper, you know, pearls, tie, yeah, tied.
Well, the,
and,
oh, the
is
tied,
that too much?
No, yeah, the tied up is a little too costumey for this go-round, but
okay.
the length is definitely
oh,
happening.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, with Chanel-ish looks.
Chanel-ish. It's all about Chanel-ish.
Now, see,
fall.
I love the look of a Chanel suit, that classic.
Well, who doesn't?
You know, it's a, it truly is an amazing, you know, even when it's just a trend, it works on older women. You see it, like the geometry of it works.
You're so
aesthetically,
right.
You
and
know,
if
it's,
only some of these ladies right. tonight would take a clue.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing edgy or inappropriate about wearing Chanel.
Of course.
But well,
I don't,
except that it's French, which
right.
is obviously
I don't think
a
we'll see
problem.
Any Republican women in Chanel suits. I
oh,
think
no.
that would be a major
no, no,
faux pas.
No. You
for
won't see a Democrat in them either.
Right, right.
As a matter of fact, this brings me to another story I heard recently.
Uh-huh.
John Kerry, who you know is like a billionaire or whatever.
Right.
Prior to running for president, only wore Hermes ties, which are just the gold
oh.
standard.
Oh.
But he had to stop wearing them, as per his advisors, because journalists started to note the fact
right.
that he was wearing, something made in France.
Oh.
And, of course, the media pounced on it as being inappropriate. So now he wears these appalling ties by this brand called Vineyard
Sears.
Vines.
Vineyard Vines.
Which
really?
Is like this Washington... in it's a cult. It's a Thai cult.
Wow.
Like
Jerry Garcia.
They have like whales on them and stuff, sort of like Hermes, but none of the artfulness, of course, none of the quality. And so that's all he wears now.
Well, you touched on a very interesting point that fashion can't infiltrate even the Democrats in the world of politics.
It can't.
Because
it's
why?
Disgusting.
Because what does it say about them if they wear high fashion?
Well, first of all, they really are virtually required to wear things made in America.
Ah.
I mean, even Jackie, during the actual presidential term,
right.
had to wear only made in America. But again, you know, why couldn't they do a little Calvin or a little Donna, a little Ralph? Why?
Was Hillary...
That we can only say, yeah, it's just they're trying to look normal.
Right.
They don't want to look good, which is ridiculous, because if you do look at like someone like Jackie Kennedy or even like Arnold and Maria, they look pretty good and people
right.
love them for it.
Mm.
They're celebrities. They
right.
walk that line, though.
But
they're
Jackie wasn't
to.
A celebrity before
right.
she became Jackie. She
yeah.
was Jackie
yeah.
first. Mm-hmm. I don't even think that she is like, I mean, personally, I don't think she was that fabulous, but certainly in terms of first lady, she was
well,
fantastic.
It's interesting because it all kind of blends together because Hillary Clinton always struck me as someone who would be into, you know, dressing up for events or at the beginning of the Clinton administration. And then you saw that transformation at the very beginning of the Clinton administration where she started showing up at these events in those horrible Washington gowns for like super formal things.
Yeah.
And it was like, not her. You know, you knew she had the capacity to look good, but she was almost forced to wear these like prom dress looking gowns and basically she ended up looking much like Laura Bush looks today, just those, you know, single suits, you know, with one pastel color.
And I think it's also the attitude of the person to be able to pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of these women just look just like they're stuffed into this
well,
these things and they can't. They don't have the presence.
Right. Well, Laura Bush is she's like a smiling ghost. She's such little. I mean, even the George. What was the first Bush wife? The one that's
Barbara.
So old now.
Barbara.
I mean, she had
eight.
Personality because she
eight.
Yeah, eight had personality, but Laura Bush, my God, she's. I can't even think of anything to say about her. It's going to be interesting to see her speak tonight. What is she going to say?
She's got
something about being compassionate to children or something.
She just has that submissive sort of streak.
Right.
Like, well, and she sells herself as the anti-Hillary.
Right.
A woman
oh,
who
course.
Knows her place.
Right. To make the man look good.
And unfortunately,
That's very appealing to people.
Yeah.
It really is. It's just very
you know, what you were
very frightening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, people connect to what you're talking about, looking as conservative as possible. I mean, so much of America is rubbed the wrong way when they anything that has anything to do with clothes that are considered too expensive or too exotic or pretentious. You know, it really rubs people the wrong way.
And, I agree. But on the other hand, you know, I have to go back to someone like Maria Shriver or Jackie Kennedy, who,
right.
I mean, they very much looked, you know, normal, quote unquote, but they just had their clothes tailored properly and didn't wear head to toe, you know, banana yellow.
But the Kennedys rubbed a lot of America the wrong way, you know, when they were elected. I mean, they were very controversial.
Well, that's a good point.
You know, and
it was a very narrow election. It's
yeah,
true.
And they really had a strange, you know, administration. That,
but they did become such icons. I mean, certainly
of course.
The time he died, you know, the whole country had been won over, I would think.
It's interesting to see what, like, talking about the Kennedys becoming icons, what truly becomes an icon over time and what people try and force to become an icon, like when Reagan just died, the way they were trying to shove down everyone's throats what a hero he was.
Oh, God.
It was just such bullshit. And seeing what truly lasts over time, and it makes me kind of wonder how the Clintons will be remembered. It's such an odd, explosively bizarre presidency. I really wonder if...
I think ultimately because the makeup of this country is morphing, I believe Clinton will have great historical, like he will be the victor in 20 years.
I really believe that. Yeah, I could see that happening.
I really believe
that. He's
certainly
marketing himself very aggressively to be that. He really doesn't want to fade out of the public eye.
Why don't we take a little musical break?
Oh, yeah,
and
let's take a little break.
Because
there's a commercial on.
Yeah, more tuna salad.
Yeah, more tuna salad.
Stories are told. And dreams come true.
I was noticing. Can I make a suggestion?
The American Musical. Coming in October to 13.
They seek him here, they seek him there. His clothes are loud, but never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best. 'Cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the latest fancy trends, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
Thinks he is a flower to be looked at, and when he pulls his frilly nylon pants, it's raked up. He feels a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, yes, he is.
There's one thing that he loves, and that is flattery. One week he's in polka dots, the next week he's in stripes. But he's a dedicated follower of fashion. They seek him here, seek him there, in Regent Street and Leicester Square. Everywhere the Carnavician army marches on, each one a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
His world is built round discotheques and parties. Pleasure-seeking individual always looks the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
He flits from shop to shop just like a butterfly. In matters of the cloth he is as picky as can be, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a
as he's zipping up his flies. Well, I know that you're engaged to him. But I know you want something to play with, baby. I'll be around when he's not in town. Yeah, I'll show you how you're doing it wrong. I really love it when you tell me to stop. Oh, it's turning me on. Now you can tell some lies about the good times that you've had, but I've kissed your mother twice, and now I'm working on your dad. Oh, baby, I'll be around when he's not in town. Oh, yeah, I'll show you how you're doing it wrong. I really love it when you tell me to stop. Oh, it's turning me on.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the RNC stream here on WFMU.org. I'm Sue Braun. I'm joined by guests Mark Allen and Patty LuPune, both great artists in their own rights, respective rights. We are tuned to our local PBS station, Channel 13. We're a little bit in delay from what we understand, which is perfectly fine because you're all drunk and stoned anyway.
As we're becoming very slowly.
Yeah. So we're talking about fashion as it relates to what we're viewing now at the Republican National Convention. Did I accidentally say DNC at any time? I didn't say that.
No, I don't know. I didn't notice.
I didn't slip up or anything like
that. I don't think so.
Okay, that's good.
If you did, it doesn't matter.
It just falls much easier from the lips to say
Democrat. It's all about appearances tonight anyway.
Yeah. So more stuff pulled from off of the internet from the those who watch fashion and are in the media. Something from Newsday.com. This written by Sharon Bridboard, who's the staff writer, and she has an article entitled "Fashion for a Grand Old Party," and she's describing what's going on with fashion, what we may see. She writes, we all know the garden is going to be hot, and if a delegate had her wits about her, she'd bring along comfortable tank tops, cool linen crop pants, maybe a feather-like cashmere wrap, poncho or jacket for day wear, and loose floaty dresses for evening. But these are Republicans, and they don't do casual. The party is conservative, and to be on the safe side, the lady should dress that way. Conservative, though, doesn't mean dowdy, especially not this season when classics, whether they're pinstripes or tweeds, are all the rage. Sharon Bridward goes on to ask some of the city's top department stores for a little advice. She goes to Saks fashion director Sunny Diego, who recommended a sober look for daytime on the convention floor. Yeah, not in George W. Bush's America. Suggesting a Dolce and a Gabbana dark striped suit as a basic
Dolce
wardrobe.
Dolce and Gabbana is considered sober?
I have no idea. For nights on the
That'll
town...
never fly.
Just for those of you listeners out there who don't know, Dolce suits are like J-Lo suits. They're cut with these plunging necklines
right.
to your navel and
right.
skin-tight low-rise pants.
So
pretty
this writer's having fun. I mean, I can't imagine that's an actual serious...
Well,
no, but she's quoting the Saks.
That is true. That's true. All right.
Saks. Someone at Saks is trying to move product. They're not thinking sensibly.
Right.
That's true. For nights on the town, Sunny Diego also recommends adding lingerie-inspired underpinning and fun pearls. Patty, plan on changing shoes when you go out, she says, decreeing pointy toe pumps only for evening. Let's see. Scott Tepper of Bendel's is a big fan of this year's tweed suit, which allows you to mix and match the jacket and skirt with other pieces. You can dress it up as an outfit, he said, or wear the jacket with a pair of jeans for a more casual look. For great tweeds, he said, look at pieces by Andrew Gin.
Yeah.
It's just G-N. It's just two consonants.
Oh. That's confusing.
I love two consonants.
Yeah.
Just get rid of all that dirty work with your vowels.
Vowels are so last year.
Yeah.
Anyway, look for pieces by Andrew
Jen.
Mm-hmm. Peter Somm. And Emmanuel Ungaro.
That is good advice.
Yes.
I approve of that quote 100%.
Accessories rev up a daytime look, and we've been talking accessories very heavily. Skinny little leather belts look terrific. Cinching a linen jacket. I haven't heard about cinching since 1983.
Really?
Cinching is back.
Cinching
is
big.
Back.
Okay.
I can get out all my old cinched jeans out of the closet.
Cinching a linen jacket, no less. I hope not
a boxy that's hardcore
thing.
Cinching.
Yeah. one of the season's best looks is a loopy low belt, whether it's done in leather, suede, velvet, or grosgrain. What's grosgrain?
Grosgrain ribbon. It's a ribbon that has a ribbed texture.
Okay.
You've seen it.
Other pieces to consider, brooches. I have heard brooches.
Yes.
To me, I associate brooches with old ladies.
Right.
Mrs. Barbara Bush.
It's right. called granny chic. That's one of the trends for fall, granny chic.
Really?
Yes. Crochet, cloche hats, brooches, pearls.
Wow. But is it like eclectic or is it real?
Yes, it's eclectic and goofball. Mm-hmm.
Could there be a grandpa chic
grandpa
for men?
Grandpa chic.
I mean, in my neighborhood,
fabulous,
a lot of the
no.
Spanish old men wear the kind of... pimp wear, you know, they wear the big fedora hats and the suits.
Patti LuPone approves of that type
and
of
and they look
chic.
Incredible.
Yes.
I mean, I love their look. I think I'm going to emulate their look from now. And sometimes in summer they'll have the blazer on, but then they'll have like a mesh tank top under it. You know, but it works
great.
On them.
And the pants hiked up to the nipple.
Yeah.
it's
incredible. And the Italian shoes. You know, in the Lower East Side, there's all kinds of incredible Italian men's shoe stores that really have nothing. They're completely removed from the world of fashion. They're true Italian men's shoe stores, and they sell the most bizarre shoes you've ever seen, like green snake skin with gold, you know, and very normal men that live in the neighborhood wear them. Mm-hmm. I'm getting off track. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. We're
no,
talking
not at
fashion.
All.
Okay, brooches are big. Clustered on lapels or at the shoulder, even pinned to the vamp of a shoe.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's daring.
An easy way to personalize your style, says Tepper, is to go for a terrific hair accessory. Back to the hair again. A good choice, he said, is one Bendel's carries, a brocade hairband studded with miniature brooches. Good for keeping the hair off your face, and at under $50, it's a good way to add a little sparkle to your look. It's youth, you know. I'm feeling like, you know, some of these 50-something Republican ladies are not going to be putting stuff in their hair.
Well, yes. As you get older, hair becomes an accessory itself to hide the signs of aging. You know,
speaking
young women.
Speaking of aging, look at this mom here. Yes.
You know, as you get older, your hair becomes a tool to hide facelift scars, you know, to hide bangs, to hide forehead wrinkles. You know, young people can do whatever they want with their hair, pull it back, crazy hairstyles. And as you get older, it becomes a look at her.
God.
Red.
Buttons are just the worst accessory.
Yeah. But, you
Reagan
know,
red.
Buttons at a convention are inevitable.
True, but...
Not necessarily looking good, but...
I don't know.
So, Sunny Diego, again from Saks, puts an emphasis on comfort. Keep heels to 85 millimeters or less. Patty LuPune?
Patty LuPune is not familiar with millimeters in heels. I must admit,
I just know
the good old-fashioned inch, two-inch, three-inch. I'm not very good with math. I don't know what 85 millimeters translates to.
Yeah, I wasn't aware that millimeters was
I guess that's a very
high heel measurement.
Mark Allen, you'll like this. People like Jimmy Choo and Prada make a sexy lower-heeled pump. Opt for a mule, which covers your toes but leaves the back open, giving you some relief as the day makes your feet expand.
Yeah.
Why would Mark Allen love that?
I don't quite understand why I would love that.
Yeah, why was he singled out for...
I'm just seeing a mule on him. I don't know.
I think I could go with the mule.
Yeah.
You know, I have looked sometimes at women wearing those kinds of low-heeled things with the open toes, and I thought that would look good on me. Oh, I just saw in the crowd shot, there was a woman wearing, remember in the late 80s, that trend of the necklace that was the twisted band of beads?
Oh, it's actually a scarf.
Yeah. It's actually a scarf.
Oh, the low-slung scarf. Though with a knot is also old.
Do you remember that trend though, Patty? The twisted band of multicolored beads, and it would be twisted and then worn like this. It was very big in Texas in the late 80s.
Yes, I do remember that.
That very Republican, very accepted, exotic, and
look
everyone
at this
had
man's
them.
Shoulders. I'm sorry, I have to stop for a moment.
Yeah.
Look at the small head,
sloping and
swimming in a suit, the giant collar.
He's part whale. He's very.
Phil McGraw has the same problems, Dr. Phil. Swimming in his suits.
Oh, yeah. His suit's always way too big for his head.
Off the rack, but
maybe
like not even...
Well, you
maybe.
Can tell that someone is telling these guys that imparts an air of authority.
Good Lord, look at those shoulders. Where do his shoulders actually stop on that suit? I see they stop right here.
You're right.
There's about 6 inches.
Yes.
Oh, my
That's
gosh, you're
shoulder.
Exactly right.
Wow, the guy
now
on the left looks pretty sharp.
Yeah. They've doffed their jackets, which is a good move in the heat.
And they
looked all right.
Right.
Did we see any Republican suspenders on those men?
No,
not on those.
One had some kind of a thing around his neck, but I think it was credentials.
He was, one of them was sporting, I don't know the technical term for it, but it's a blue shirt that has a white cuffs and lapels.
Oh, right.
So Gordon Gekko.
It can look so horrible or so snazzy, depending.
Right.
It's at Wall Street.
Well, he had...
Gordon, I get it, Gordon Gekko.
He had he looked very downtown almost. He was like a Spanish with facial hair.
Yeah.
He was almost...
Good glasses.
Expensive glasses.
Yeah, expensive glasses are key.
And,
this guy's
your
tie is all rumpled.
Ugh. He's a mess. Look at her.
Oh, God.
No, there's buttons
that's
gone
like
wrong.
That's like a handmade. I just can't.
Your buddy, Simon Doonan, had one crucial.
Simon.
You're gonna die, Patty. Barney's creative director, Simon Doonan, had one critical word of advice regarding shoes. Sneakers, he said, and he didn't say much more. Check out the Adidas and Pumas at Barney's.
Oh.
That's what he said?
That's
really?
Uncharacteristically terse of Simon.
Oh, here's something appalling. Mark Allen, I throw this at you.
Yes.
The most comfy shoe in town may be a Bendel's.
In a hat.
French soles, unstructured ballet slippers in colorful croc suede or leather that conform to the shape of your feet. For even more comfort, you can slip on slip an insole inside. Shoes start at $198.
Well, you could just get plastic grocery bags and put them around and put a rubber band. I mean, that would shape to that is the look I want to see at the convention.
Can you imagine, like, shoes that eventually, like, wrap around?
That sounds like something from the future.
It is the future, Mark.
Doesn't Nike make shoes like that that cover
the surfing shoes?
You just kind of pull on and they cover, they wrap
mold around your foot or something.
It
sounds like
actually.
It sounds like a sporting.
Yeah, maybe it is like a scuba diving something.
Yeah, I remember Nike had a whole like a line of like surfing shoes, and they did look like something from the future that would kind of mold.
Now is that a man or?
Oh, look at I like her hair. She had an interesting hairstyle.
That guy's glasses were all fogged up with emotion.
Aww.
Here. We are still. Yeah.
I saw a lot of shots of teary eyes last night in the audience. You know, last night's convention speeches were all about 9/11, and the camera would just instantly zero in on anyone with the slightest hint of moisture in their eyes, whether it be real tears or some kind of allergic reaction. Anyone with teary eyes got camera time.
Oh wow!
But now, what is the point of tonight's? It's a compassion.
This people
is
of compassion.
People of compassion.
And we are still awaiting the arrival of Erica Harold, the Miss America for 2003.
Oh.
So far, the schedule is sort of, you know, we did like Brownback. This is all mixed up. Supposedly, Senator Elizabeth Dole was to have spoken.
Really?
Is this like 2004? Yeah, anyway. But Harlem Boys Choir, music by Jossie Velasquez.
Oh. Well, I'm excited that you just mentioned that Miss America 2003 or 2004?
2003.
So, was that the... No, she's not the reigning... They couldn't get 2004. She was busy at a boat show.
Maybe. Did they have the... Did they have the actual Miss America elections or whatever they did?
The pageant.
Well,
I'm sure they
did.
Now, there is an institution or an event that has been completely co-opted by the Christians and the conservatives.
Right?
Yeah, I remember I watched the Miss America pageant about 3 years ago, and they were interviewing all the contestants in these like little montages of what they're like, and every one of them thanked their God and their faith for allowing them to come this far, and you know they would ask them the three questions, and one was like anyone through history, if you could have lunch with them, who would it be, and quite a few of them said, I think Jesus Christ. I would like to have lunch. I think the Miss America pageant has been completely overtaken by a kind of Republican sensibility. So it would make a lot of sense that they would have a Miss America. And I'm very interested to hear what she's going to say. And also what she'll be wearing, I think, might be cause.
That might be very telling.
Yeah, it could be interesting.
It's a play date with Jesus.
Yeah.
And I think that she's going to, you know, I mean, look at Anita Bryant. Talk about, like, your former... Yeah. Miss America that, you know, was like,
unbelievable.
You know, Bible Belt, Republican Party, conservative, anti-gay. What a nightmare. So we've had these women in the past, these former Miss America. But then again, we've had former Miss Americas do very good things as well.
True.
Like Vanessa Williams.
Yeah, I've always loved Vanessa Williams. I think she's incredible.
She's the only good Miss America ever.
Yeah, it's true. I agree with Patty. Good call.
What about that huge feminist from the 70s who had won Miss America? She recently passed away.
Oh, there's Mrs.
That
Cheney.
That looks okay. I will
Lon
admit.
Lon Chaney?
She looks all right.
This is Lon
Mrs.
Chaney.
Mrs. Cheney is an interesting contrast to Laura Bush. What is Mrs. Cheney's name? What is her first name? Lon? Lynn?
Oh, there was Miss Adulteress with Giuliani.
Oh, really? Oh, that's his new wife.
Oh, Judy Nathan.
Judy Nathan.
She,
look at her hair.
Okay, Patty LuPone deeply approves of Judy Nathan.
Really?
She is a habitué of Patty's place of employ and drops major cash there.
Really?
She's got it. She's kind of cute,
She definitely shops, I'll say that much.
I wanted to point out the difference between Mrs. Cheney and Mrs. Bush. Is interesting. Mrs. Cheney has that very powerful, smiling, southern charm, that very manipulative, kind of in control thing that Ann Richards shows. But Laura Bush doesn't have that at all. I think they're very interesting contrasts. You know, Laura Bush is very like a kind of a pillow in a suit. Whereas,
I mean, would marry George Bush?
Yeah, it's hard to imagine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he would have to be someone like that.
Yeah, he strikes me in his young age as someone that was obviously, if you looked at who he was connected to, could see that he was going to become powerful, but then his actual persona just seems very unappealing. It's hard to imagine who would find him interesting. But someone like Laura Bush obviously does.
Right.
She really... Oh, look at
you
her.
You never underestimate men in power and what they can attract.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Mean,
yeah.
Come on, we see Donald Trump, for God's sakes.
Right.
Know. Oh, boy.
Oh,
you know, this is just the
many
worst
Texans.
Of the worst of, like, the inbreeding and... Really, look at that crowd. I mean, seriously.
It's so embarrassing. That's America.
It's elder... You know,
That's what... You know, if the BBC is surely here broadcasting,
a friend
and they're beaming this back to Europe, I mean, no wonder.
That's why television shows like The Simpsons and Married with Children are so huge in Europe, because that's how people see Americans.
Totally. It's so true. I mean, if we could go back to the Olympics opening ceremonies, I mean, that was another time where, I mean, when we were talking about the straw hat thing, I don't know if you guys noticed, but, you know, when countries like Holland and Germany sent out their team, all the men were in straw hats and these natty suits. I don't know if you noticed.
No, I didn't.
And they looked gorgeous. Okay, I'm sorry. I mean, they look very much like throwbacks, but I was just sitting there like, I've never been into sports before, but I find myself thinking I'm going to be watching the Olympics. You know what I mean? They look fantastic in their straw hats and their orange jackets and whatnot. And then the American team comes out.
Yeah.
I mean, they actually were wearing some type of berets, all of them. And these kind of oversized, baggy, just horribly fitted tracksuit kind of things.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone else is in suits.
Well,
it was so embarrassing.
Wow, that's interesting. I did watch the opening ceremonies and noticed also at the women of all these four European countries, the athletic women, I couldn't believe how amazingly gorgeous they were.
I agree.
When you compare the American women, look so steroided to death.
Yeah.
And these Nordic blonde with the glowing skin. You know, just like, they look so athletic.
Or even, you know, the South American women, even though they, you know, they have the tan or the hair, but they're just beautiful.
Yeah, they were beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
I agree.
And I did watch the diving competition, and I was a little disappointed. The star diver was, I don't mean to sound racist, but he was Asian. I can't remember his name, and... You know, diving is all about porn. It's all about the look of
it's
the naked
so
body.
True.
And he was a great diver, but it just wasn't working for me. He wasn't good looking enough.
Well, did you see
the Canadian guy? Yeah, I did see the Canadian.
He was
very
not
cute.
Not bad.
And there's
way too young
the
for me.
The swimmers are cute. You know, there's the one that became very famous. I forget the swimmer.
Michael Phelps.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I mean, he's very hot.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, he looks like he's not going to age well. He has a long face.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, here we go. The geriatric wars.
This is fall. Well, territory.
Yeah. Have you seen the series of red shirts in the crowd that say John Who with a question mark? Now, that's an interesting strategy.
Clever.
When someone becomes that people have to actually print up a shirt that says John Who with a question mark, it really says that you've arrived in some kind of level of their consciousness where they have to go out of their way to prove that they're not aware of your existence.
George...
She looks kind of nice.
They can barely get
that
up.
Gal
These
was
people can't
sort of
even get up from their
poor
chairs.
Blouse.
Are they going to have an evening at the convention that's all about women? Aren't they? I heard that in order to appeal to moderate voters, they're going to have an evening where they try and appeal to the women. Because, you know, statistically, women never vote. Very few women vote Republican.
Oh,
you know,
is that
statistically,
right?
Yeah. And so I think there's actually going to be an evening where they're actually going to reach out to the woman voter who's undecided. I don't know who they're going to haul out in front of the mic.
Hmm.
Although it could be tonight because, you know, Schwarzenegger is... pro-choice, isn't he? Doesn't he go on record as being pro-choice? He does.
So and he's a big feminist,
right,
as we all
right.
know.
Right, and it will be interesting to see if... Oh, there's a lesbian in the lower right-hand corner.
I saw that.
Yeah, she had a very lesbian look. Oh, there's a...
Oh, boy, there's a whole wing of those Christian children.
Oh, Lord.
Those sort of vacant-eyed...
Stepford frat boys.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the stage
the
is
lights
getting
are
dark.
Being dim.
Oh, I thought something big was going to happen.
And now a moment of compassion.
Look, behind him is a disco. There's strobe lights. It's a dance.
That's
Mr. Black
Eyes. Fascinating.
you know, they should have
Phyllis
Schlafly,
no,
our Schlafly, engineer.
No, she's on the hook. She's a Republican.
Oh, she is.
I'm thinking of the Miss America who from the 50s that went on to become a feminist. Oh, for God's sake, New York. No.
I have no idea. She was a Miss America, and
yeah, from the 50s. So it's a little before everyone's time here.
Well, go
that's
in.
Okay. Folks,
stop thinking about it, and it will come to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've stopped
that's
already.
That's true.
Folks, you might want to go to BettyBowers.com while you're listening because they have a wonderful send-up of Laura Bush's clothing. And I did have some quotes here. Maybe if I go there. Betty Bowers is part of that Landover Baptist.
Yeah, that's an interesting site. You know, Laura Bush, see, it's interesting. I don't follow fashion. So, to me, Laura Bush and Hillary Clinton almost look to me like they're dressed very similarly.
I agree.
Yeah, so I'm right, Patty. It's they're wearing very generic, solid color pantsuits.
First lady gear.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right. You know, it's interesting, and they mark themselves as being contrasted to or at least Laura Bush has marked herself as mm-hmm. in contrast to Hillary. Mm-hmm. But yet they look identical in like their attire.
Right.
Well, I can't get to the site, but
now this guy here has a pink tie on.
Yeah,
that's a little.
That's an
unusual.
I had glasses like that when I was in high school. The fag glasses. These are the mid '80 fag glasses. If you were in high school, right?
Head in glasses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I had a hair parted on the side, grown over one eye. You know, the new wave.
Oh,
hair.
That sounds cute.
And these
Robert
glasses.
Downey Jr.
Oh.
Right. Thing.
Yeah. But actually they're not red, they're tortoise shell, his glasses.
Yeah. Oh, the red ones.
The red ones are really gay. That's like, please kill me.
Those
you know,
are
glasses.
Like Diane Keaton,
right,
you know,
right,
the
right.
whole.
On a male, they're please kill me. On a woman, it's different. And here's the toothless.
I want to rip that wig right off her head.
Her teeth are just really bothering me. That woman's teeth.
This woman here?
Yeah, something's wrong with her.
Kind of clacking around.
Look how she instinctively uses her upper lip to cover them, and it affects her speech.
So
don't you think someone in that position could get surgery on their teeth? Maybe she has something worse going on.
I don't think he's old enough to be a historian,
really. Who was the
I don't know. There's something really wrong with him. Another academic, but
who's the CNN correspondent? The woman that had the eye tuck, you know, the OJ expert, the blonde woman. I can't think of her name. Ooh,
we're drawing blanks.
She's
only on television every minute of the day.
Anyway, she had an eye tuck, I remember, and when she was on television,
she looked heinous before. She looks heinous now.
Right.
It's. It's amazing who the Republicans sexualize.
Oh.
Coulter?
Yeah. Mm. Ann Coulter's a very interesting phenomenon.
What
What's going on there?
Non-attractive.
Yeah, right.
Not attractive. You know, she's got that way too overly long blonde hair for her age.
Right.
And that, like, super long neck with all the veins in it.
Right.
And she's so harsh looking.
Right.
They like a harsh woman, those Republicans.
Yeah.
They do. They don't like a soft look, you know, a played down
right.
look. They just like a real hard look. And then they'll go ahead and criticize someone for looking, you know, someone else for looking hard.
Mm-hmm.
If they're, you know, a Democrat, it doesn't make any sense. Oh, here's this guy again.
The redhead.
Oh, what a tool. Anyway.
He's definitely the worst dressed man on this round table of the evening. I mean, there's no excuse.
Absolutely not. Patty is applying her lipstick. By the way, pundits are I've heard this several times during the course of this convention, putting lipstick on the pig.
Oh, what does that
pig?
Mean?
The
you weren't actually putting lipstick on, were you?
No.
Putting lipstick on the pig, which means dragging out your Giuliani, dragging out your John McCain, dragging out your Schwarzenegger,
try and put a good face on like something as horrible as this war that we're
right.
entrenched in.
That's a good phrase. I'll have to remember
putting
that.
Putting lipstick on the pig.
Putting
like
lipstick
that.
On the pig.
I think I'm going to start my day from now on, just when I walk out the door. Mark, put lipstick on the pig. Just get it over with.
Do they shop at Sephora for that lipstick? That's the question. And is it a matte or a gloss? That's what
well,
I
Well, it depends
know.
On the situation. But and you add lip liner.
Lip liner, in or out, Patti LuPone?
Out.
Out.
Well, okay. There was that phase a few years ago. The Latin girls in my neighborhood had that heavy...
Brown.
That black line of lip liner that was in for a summer. Do you remember that?
Sure. And, oh, and they didn't fill it in. It was, yeah. They just yeah. wore the liner.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Which Tammy Faye Baker has tattooed on, you know.
Is
you know that,
that
line?
Nice?
I don't know if you've ever seen the movie, The
I
Eyes of Tammy
not.
Faye. There's this brilliant film in the movie. You know, she has that black line around her lips. And they're going to give her a makeover. And they interview the makeup artist before they bring her in. And the makeup artist, you know, without Tammy Faye in the room, is saying, oh, the first thing we're going to do is wipe off that lip liner. I can't wait. And then later, Tammy Faye's there. And the makeup artist looks at her and goes, take this tissue now. Take off your makeup. And she wipes off her lipstick. And the line is still there. And... And
oh
the
one,
the makeup artist says, now, but you didn't get it all. And Tammy Faye looks at her and goes, oh, but see, no, you don't understand. This line around my lips, it's tattooed. And the look on the makeup artist's face is priceless. She's like, that's tattooed?
That's hysterical.
You know, Tammy Faye Baker, now there's a permutation of the Republican women's look. That Christian helmet hair, heavy makeup. I mean, she took it and just went on a tangent that just went out of control.
You know, there's a woman on, I don't know if you get that religious broadcast network.
The pink-haired woman. Who is that woman?
This woman.
Yeah, unreal.
Unreal beyond unreal. She's got like cotton candy.
Oh, here's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Is it Maria?
Yeah, there's Maria.
Here's
Arnold.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, there's signs with Arnold's name on them. The crowd's going nuts. This is almost...
Jeff Barber, Streisand, Britney
when
Spears.
When you add just the tiniest bit of glamour to your campaign,
this is almost as big a ruckus as
Michael
Moore.
He looks wealthy.
Let's see how long this is
going
to
be. Mariah looks good, I must say.
Mariah.
I mean,
she looks like Mariah, you're right. Maria.
Maria.
But you're right, she looks like Mariah Carey in the
movie. Look at the son with the long hair. Unthinkable in a Republican.
He's got a gap in his teeth.
Is that his son?
Oh.
Now, are those the Bush twins?
Pretty girls?
No, they're not the Bush twins.
Oh, maybe those are her daughters.
Hetero.
Maybe.
Oh, really?
They have a bunch of kids already.
They do have a bunch of kids. I think those are her daughters, actually.
I always think of the line from Total Recall and the scientist.
I'm so disappointed she's in all black.
Really? I think she looks pretty good.
She looks
good,
but...
She does have her cleavage pushed up.
The inseminator.
If she had cinched the dress with a pink belt, it would have been so cute.
The jokes. The humor. Humor. Wait.
One of my movies was called True Lies. And that's what the Democrats should have called their convention.
Oh, that is clever. Wow. That really...
There's Judy Nathan.
Oh, there she is.
God bless her.
I always think of the line from Total Recall when the scientist is asking him what his sexual orientation is for the virtual reality fantasy. He says, hetero. And then she asks him if what would you like your fantasy companion to be? Sleazy, aggressive, or demure? And he goes, sleazy and demure.
Bronzer.
All right, so let's bronzer.
All right, well... I kind of, it's shoulder line is really
right.
Oh,
that's sunglasses.
New wave glasses.
What I like about you.
Well, is that a symbol of
it's
something?
It's like a new crowd with Schwarzenegger. I think they're in a different arena.
Yeah, did you notice that? Suddenly now the cameras are focusing on a better looking part of the
we don't see
population.
The,
which surely
those are supposed to be Terminator sunglasses.
Oh.
Oh.
Are those
God.
Da Vinci veneers in his mouth? And a nice bronzer.
Yo, he is wearing so much self-tanner.
Well, speaking of male plastic surgery, there's a lot going on with this face.
Is that right?
I mean, well, look at... He's had some work done, obviously.
Under the eyes.
Yeah, he's had an eye tuck. Yeah.
eye tuck.
A brow lift. Huh. There's something with the lips. I'm not sure.
A Jew. Look.
A Jew. I saw a Jew in the audience. You're right.
No, I missed that.
The bronzer is clashing so badly with the backdrop. I mean,
yeah.
It's really...
Yeah.
You know,
I do like the way his neck, the collar is attached to the neck and the shoulders kind of have an angle. It
the
looks
good.
The
tailoring is impeccable.
Yeah, the tailoring.
The tie choice, don't like, but...
He knew where he was going
to
be.
He doesn't need to have those oversized shoulders to impart authority.
I think his nose has had work done as well.
It's very possible.
Possible. Yeah. The gap was fixed.
Right.
Definitely. His pores look extremely tight.
Yeah.
Very
well, we're
tight.
Not very close.
Very
but
taut.
I just think that I'm blinded by the tanning product.
Yeah. You know, I think he has had some hair plugs put in there.
Hmm. With
he's
that
got
amount of money, he could, he could
there.
Afford. He could, you know, that kind of hair implantation is very expensive.
Is that right?
Only the Charlie Sheens of the world can afford it.
Yeah. I don't know. His neck looks like some sort of a dick struggling to get out of a pair of shorts.
Well, he is you know, not American. It's probably uncut. It's probably his whole body. Foreskin.
Patty LuPone, uncut.
Approved.
Oh, definitely. Oh, he had a. Did you see the ring? Look at the ring.
The ring around
oh my
what?
God.
Oh,
I know. That was quite a segue.
Look at the ring.
The ring there is very Lord of the Rings.
Oh, he looks
Merlin,
like he's ready to beat the crap out of somebody.
And he's going
to
raise his hand.
He's
command.
Making that fist with it.
I think he uses that ring to like stamp into like a wax seal, like an eagle, you know.
Or lasers.
Oh,
right. Oh, the
did you
child
see that kid? He's, oh,
sideways.
How's my hair? How's my hair? Did you see that?
Wow, little young
he's
metrosexual.
Like holding his bangs.
Well, I'm really into the child with the long hair. That's that you would never.
That's
see.
That's a very German look.
Yeah,
that
a Republican
is.
Would never allow
point.
Their child to have long hair like
so
that.
So, is that one of their kids?
Is that Joey Bishop right
Who's
there?
That?
Oh,
there's a veteran.
You don't know who
well,
Joey Bishop is.
You know, I think the regulars of the convention are, I sense in their eyes a little bit of apprehension at Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
They're not
really?
Quite sure well, they love him.
Let's hear what he's saying.
Yeah.
And I love the Austrian people.
I'll bet you do.
But I always knew that America was the place for me.
Oh boy.
In school, when the teacher would talk about America,
the accent.
I would
I'm
daydream
sorry, I still haven't gotten used
about
to
coming
it.
Here. I would daydream about living here. I would sit there and watch for hours American movies, transfixed by my heroes like John Wayne.
Of course.
Oh, God.
Drag him out of the grave.
That's such
oh,
a perfect
God.
Analogy, though.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Everything about America
Ronald Reagan.
To me.
So the
yeah,
chimp.
Reagan's next.
So possible. I finally arrived here in 1968. What a special
it became a mail
day
hustler.
I remember arrived here with empty pockets. But full of dreams, full of determination.
So do you guys think they're
going to
change the Constitution
well,
so he can become president?
Well, it could happen. Well, it's interesting how many men's careers have been started by becoming male hustlers. You know, it's documented as, you know, many movie stars. You know, male hustlers, you know, and he could possibly be the president of the United States.
Oh,
yeah. You know, and
Nixon!
He was talking about free enterprise. Getting the government off your back, lowering the taxes, and strengthening the military.
Wow, this is like a cartoon speech.
It so is.
It's like a cartoon.
Listening to Nixon speak sounded more like a breath of fresh air.
I think somebody just screwed himself so
a breath of fresh air?
I love these huge gaps that are so broad, you know.
I can't.
It's just when Bush said that we couldn't win the war on terrorism the other day.
How dare he?
Oh, did you see her, Vampira?
Where
that?
Are they getting these people
yeah,
from? All
a
of a sudden, there's
you know
like
what?
Supermodels in the audience.
Yeah, I think they're satellites shooting to like L.A. somewhere in some club.
Kodak
totally.
Theater.
That would be a very Hollywood thing to do.
Yeah.
You know?
That was Vampira,
family.
I think.
That's no small achievement.
Oh, Joe, she shouldn't smile.
It's
she's
about
got
Kennedy's.
Skull face.
Yeah.
When she smiles, she has skull face.
I don't think she's
face.
Even listening. I think she's laughing at her kids.
Well,
seriously.
Through that hair, I don't think she can hear anything.
She was chatting with her kids.
Yeah.
I do think she's very pretty.
Oh, she's great. I like her.
I mean,
oh, I like her, the black woman. She's great.
Look at that guy. He's sweet.
that tall Anthony Perkins guy.
He was all puckered up and ready.
It seems like there's a lot of closeted guys out in that audience.
Well, they have the log cabin Republican meeting in Bryant Park or something 2 days ago.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We encourage your dreams. We believe in your future.
We believe in your future.
Crazy.
If you play by the rules,
if you work hard and play by the rules,
you can achieve anything.
Demure.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I like the stage. What is
who
that?
Who designed that?
It's like a Chinese wooden puzzle.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the.
You think like you know puppets also are going to pop out of those boxes?
Well, one just is.
I owe to America.
Oh, my God.
I'll have to read the transcript of this later. It's quite an interesting speech.
In this country, it doesn't make any
he's got the sweat happening now. The sweat's starting to appear. He's getting shiny.
It doesn't make any difference.
You know what?
Like
he's
me,
had the skin on his neck lifted as well.
You in your 20s.
Yeah.
America gave me opportunities, and my immigrant dreams came true.
Oh.
I want other people to get the same chance as I did.
And the same amount of pussy that I did when I got off the boat.
That's why I believe in this country. That's why I believe in this party. And that's why I believe in this president.
Oh,
he was interesting. Yeah, he was cute.
Oh, look at her. She looks very hard.
Yeah. Those young Republican boys are not bad.
Yeah.
Oh, so smug.
Pent up.
So smug.
He's getting ready for his. Yeah. He definitely has his eye on the future here.
Many of you out there tonight are Republican like me.
Republican like me.
You believe. Maybe you're from Guatemala. Maybe you're from the Philippines. Maybe you're from Europe or the Ivory Coast. Maybe you live in Ohio, Pennsylvania, or New Mexico.
Maybe you're from Chelsea.
And maybe, just maybe, you don't agree with this party on every single issue.
Oh,
I say
boy,
to you
here
tonight that I believe that's not only okay, but that's what's great about this country.
What?
What?
Oh, look at the kid
what?
There. He's bored out of his mind.
Oh,
that was very
they're totally
honest.
In their own world.
Yeah.
They do
here
not care.
We can respectfully disagree. And still
so
be patriotic.
How many kids do they have
American
between them? They have four?
Four, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
Two older daughters and then two
and
younger
then
sons.
Two boys,
okay.
Yeah.
That's a good mix. Yeah. Oh, there's Giuliani. I haven't seen
him. Oh, there's CEO Cheney.
What is that?
There's another Jew.
Oh, my God.
My fellow immigrants, my fellow Americans, how do you know if you're a Republican?
Oh, my God.
If you believe that
I'm not hearing all of this, but I'm imagining this is not a good speech. This seems, I'm thinking of Giuliani last night, who actually I thought gave a very good speech. This seems very full of hot air.
Yeah.
Oh, look,
again, it's Laura Palmer from Twin Peaks.
Should be treated as an individual, not as
it would be funny if she was wrapped in plastic there.
You are a Republican.
Oh, my God.
4 more years is what that says.
If you believe that your family knows how to spend your money better than the government does. Then you are a Republican.
What did you say about spending money? Oh, there's the
profile of Judy Nathan. Looking good.
Yeah, she looks good.
Yeah.
If you believe that our educational system should be held accountable for the progress of our children,
that's not Vampira. What? Every once in a while, he'll turn his head, and he has a skull face. Sometimes he looks like Skeletor.
Did you see that, like, rave, like, Cat in the Hat, Red, White, and Blue thing?
Oh, no. They had one of those, like a rave Cat in the Hat.
And there's Barbara.
Oh, they're in slow motion. Don't they look like they're in slow motion? Oh, there was, somebody. Well, he's certainly getting a lot of, people definitely are into this.
What are they shouting?
USA.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that we must be fierce and relentless and terminate terrorism.
Oh my God. I was waiting for him to use the word terminate.
Oh, that's really a low point.
So embarrassing.
Yeah. I don't... That's, wow, I don't know what to say. Oh, I love the lettering, high school lettering.
We heart Arnold.
Like at your bat mitzvah, your right. party favors you had that
Let's
lettering
Let's paint up
on
some
you.
Signs to bring to the convention. I'll get the oak tag. You pick up some watercolors.
And to those critics who are so pessimistic about our economy, I say, don't be economic girly man.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's pretty. This is a gutsy speech.
It's so sad.
Wow.
This isn't the first time he's made a speech.
No,
like
he's used
he's used
girly men a lot. Yeah.
I mean,
and
it's
they love,
so
oh,
embarrassing.
Oh, she shouldn't move her
I mean,
face.
He's that Courtney Love
mockery. He's making a mockery.
Oh, Courtney Love at this convention. Yeah.
Is that a big trampoline? That big blue thing?
Yeah, he's looking pretty good there. Yeah. I think he's had some facial.
So smug.
The U.S. economy remains the envy of the world.
Wow, this is really
we
out
have
of
the
control.
Highest economic growth of any of the world's major industrialized nations.
Wow.
Don't you remember the pessimism
he does
of
sound
20
like
years
someone
ago
who just arrived in
when
America,
the critics said
he?
That Japan you know, and Germany are
Japan,
the US.
Japan and Germany?
Ridiculous.
The pessimism and the Japan and Germany?
Are overtaking us. Now, don't you believe it?
Wouldn't
we
it be funny if you just
bumps,
got completely out of control and just started like, literally being in one of those movies?
Mark, do you remember the pessimism of 20 years ago?
I do. From Japan. And I heard it with my ears.
I looked
from
Japan.
And we move people ahead.
It was demure.
And under President Bush and Vice and President Cheney, America's economy is moving ahead. In spite of the recession they inherited.
Yeah, and there's another
and
line from Total Recall where he leaves a phone message on his phone machine for the future when his brain has been washed. And he hears it later and the message he left for himself is, get your ass to Mars. Get your ass to Mars. Get your ass to Mars.
Maybe he'll wind up with...
And like he remembers it, so of course it has an echo in his head. Get your ass to Mars.
Don't you believe that either?
Get your ass to Mars.
I have visited our troops in Iraq, Kuwait, Bosnia, Germany,
and
all over the world. I have visited our troops in California.
They were demure.
They trained before they go overseas. I have visited our military hospitals. And I tell you this... that our men and women in uniform do not believe there are two Americas. They believe there's one America, and they're fighting for it.
Get your ass
what the
ass.
Hell?
Demure.
I think I just saw Ray Walston.
Oh.
Judy Nathan looking.
Now I like her.
Oh, yeah.
There.
She's doing a little chinoiserie.
Oh, really?
She kind of like South Asian thing going on there a little bit.
Well, she had nice hair.
Is that a racist term, chinoiserie?
No, not at all.
What does it mean?
That sounds like a term.
Chinese decorative art.
Oh. That's chinoiserie.
Patty LaPune. I never thought.
Your knowledge of fashion terms is amazing. Chinoiserie, doesn't that
if
sound
I
like
didn't
a...
know any better, I'd be appalled. Thank you for clearing that up.
No, it's a...
He's actually remaining pretty dry, I think.
Well, for a while there, I think he was really out of control.
I think he's said all this type of stuff before.
Right.
Yeah, but was he wearing the suit when he said it? I think the real question is. Mm. And this much bronzer.
The bronzer is the real shocker of the evening for me so far.
If you
How do you think he smells?
Follow me.
What kind of cologne is
he? I'm sure he uses a very manly, heavy cologne.
Yeah, like a Dracar, exactly.
Dracar only in the matte black bottle.
As a matter of fact,
you know, he gets points from stylists for his, like, fashion. It's
about well, it doesn't
fashion. Look
I'm making fun of him, but I actually really like him as a celebrity. And he seems very appealing and he's aware of his cartoon look. I don't know what to think of him as a politician. You know, I think a lot of people probably felt this way about Ronald Reagan way back in the day. When did he become governor?
Yes, Bush.
Bush in the bush?
That's push
why
Bush.
America is safer
Isn't it weird to see all these women
w.
holding
Bush
signs saying Bush?
Well, God knows at the protests they certainly made ample use of
Bush
that.
Bush had a lot of connotations yesterday.
Maria's showing a little decolletage.
Yes, she is, indeed.
Little.
Yeah, she's
booby push.
Right. Yeah. She's noticeably lacking in any kind of necklace.
Yeah.
Right.
She doesn't want to detract any attention from the main event.
She looks good, but I must say when she smiles and stuff, her face distorts. Her hair looks good.
Yeah, she does have very good hair.
You defeat them. He knows you can't reason with people blinded by hate.
Blinded by height?
Blinded by height in Japan.
They hate the progress of women.
Do you hear me?
They hate the religious freedom of others. And they hate the liberating breeze of democracy.
The liberating breeze of democracy.
Their hate is no match for America's decency.
Oh, my God.
Decency.
This is
an interracial
totally...
couple.
Ooh, that was nice.
Sort of...
We are...
This is kind of
we
a little out of control,
that
I think.
We are the America that sends out the Peace Corps volunteers.
He's getting sweaty.
Peace Corps volunteers. We are the America that sends out the missionaries and doctors to
how
raise
can we
up
not
the
make
poor
fun
and
of
the
his
sick.
Accent.
We are
the missionaries and doctors
to, any other country to fight AIDS
colonize and brainwash people.
And we are... And we are the America that fights not for imperialism, but for human rights and democracy.
Oh,
the hairband.
Another snazzy blonde.
Oh, look at that hat.
That
looks like
hat.
Winona Ryder there.
Yeah. Oh, look at that guy. Oh, my
you know
God.
When the Germans brought down the Berlin Wall, America's determination helped wield the sledgehammers.
Never refer to the Germans. And I thought it was Reagan who did that.
Reagan was
tout that. He was
behind that. He was behind. Yeah, he brought down the Berlin Wall.
Mr. Gorbachev.
Take down the wall.
Take down
the
wall.
The breeze of democracy.
Lighting the world.
We're the lamb lighting the world.
Japan.
No matter in what labor camp they slave, no matter in what injustice.
What labor
now he's talking about
camp
concentration
camps. Like Germany, labor
they
camps.
They see our light and they feel the
wow,
pull
this is
of
like
our freedom.
Buzzwords thrown into a blender and
yeah.
put on frappe.
I feel like it's just.
He looks like he's holding up like.
Cliche
it's,
that
oh,
he's
oh, now there's a turban.
Oh,
did you see the guy asleep?
That.
There was a guy asleep. The veteran? Was he asleep?
Believe,
was I seeing
I missed
they
it.
Believe in us.
There was a veteran sleeping through Arnold Schwarzenegger's
you know, the only thing that's missing on this stage is, like, bales of hay.
You know, someone once wrote,
I mean,
there are those
on.
Who say that freedom is
look
nothing but a dream.
Structure
they're
he's
right.
holding on to.
It's the American dream.
Yeah, a set of hee-haw would really mix well with Republicans. I think they would actually get like that. No, he looks gay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He looks gay.
Oh, my God, look at all that hair.
Wow. No matter the religion, no matter the ethnic background, America
ethnic
brings
background.
Out the best in people.
Americans are the best in people?
Brings out the best
oh, it does.
In people.
I kind of like
America
my
has
better.
What has brought out the best the in the three of us tonight?
Yeah.
This
Americans
has,
is the best in people.
Americans every day.
This has nothing to do with any party's platform or agenda.
Oh, a guy in a wheelchair. It's Christopher
is
Reeve.
Is it Christopher Reeve? No.
It's not. I guess burn victim was yesterday, and today we get the futuristic wheelchair guy.
And what about the extraordinary men and women who have volunteered to fight for the United States of America?
People of compassion.
People of compassion.
God.
Oh, I'm feeling so 1984. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Look at that. It's a T-shirt.
It was a T-shirt with Heinz.
It
must have been a
Harry flip-flops
with
the Heinz logo. That is just so goddamn clever. Where do they come up with these things?
I met a young guy who was in bad shape.
Oh,
lost
boy.
The leg. Get a hole through
oh,
his
this,
stomach,
this whole thing.
And his shoulder
this
had been
Reagan
shot through, and the list
speech.
Goes on and on and on. I could tell that there was no way he
the
could
list
ever
of injuries?
Return to combat. But when I asked
yes,
him, when do you think you get out of the hospital? He said to me, sir, in 3 weeks.
Sure.
And you know what he said to me then?
Sure.
He said he was
sure.
going to get a new leg.
A new leg.
He was going to get some therapy. And then he was going to go back to Iraq and fight alongside his buddies.
He was going to beat them with his leg.
Oh, my God. He sounds like he's about to start crying.
He should.
He was
if he
on
cried,
that.
This
would
be
the genius.
All time. Yeah.
Oh, if he cries, I'll vote for Bush.
Yeah.
And you know what he said to me then? You know what he said to me then? He said, Arnold, I'll be back.
Arnold.
Is that a bit?
I'm with Arnold.
T-shirt. He's quite
well,
big.
Ladies and gentlemen, America
gentlemen.
Is back.
back from the attack on our homeland, back from the attack on our economy, and back from the attack on our way of life. We are back because of the perseverance, character, and leadership of the 43rd President of the United States, George W. Bush.
I think a lot of people in the audience as well are really kind of doubting the speech, yet they're cheering because they have to. I mean, don't you think a lot of the people in the audience are like, oh, God.
It's just more stories about him.
Right.
Yeah. It's just all about Arnold.
Hey, veterans for
Arnold
Bush, baby.
Arnold.
That's right.
My fellow Americans.
Yeah.
I want you to know that I believe with all my heart that America remains the great idea that inspires the world.
Get your
it is a privilege to be born here. It is an honor to become a citizen here.
Sarah
it
Connor.
Is a gift to raise your family
Come
here,
with me.
To vote here, and to live here. Our President George W. Bush has worked hard to protect and preserve the American dream for all of us. And that's why I say send him back to
Mars.
Washington for four more years.
Four more years. His voice sounds very strange.
He's got a big goober in the back of his throat.
He's about to cry, you guys. Oh, man, he didn't cry.
He's going to cough up the biggest loogie.
Yeah.
Oh, G. Bush got up.
He's Owen. Maria Shriver.
Maria's right
next
to him. Look at that kid.
Wow.
Holding an Arnold sign.
A sex toy.
The father of the current president of the United States.
Oh, he looks very... Look at his body. He almost looks short.
He's doing a sort of taper leg trouser.
I still can't get over the kid. Yeah.
Kind of a surprising choice, actually. It's a little fashion-y.
Yeah, you're right.
Especially with that long jacket to do a tapered leg trouser. It's a little different.
Yeah, it's a whatever.
He looks different than the others. Oh, look at her.
Oh, that
she's
was
like Benny Hill in there.
She's pretty.
She is pretty.
Yeah, she's
closet.
Plain.
Oh, now look, she has cinched her dress, but with the black.
Is that an empire, though?
Yes, that's
a high stash.
Yeah, you're right. So that's not really cinching.
Yeah.
You're right, Sue.
But she's
Thank
got kind of a bit of a belly going on, which I'm a little surprised.
The Statue of Liberty.
Well,
that
is a very curvaceous, that's like a clingy.
Oh, here come the Bush twins, Bush twins.
Oh, twinkle and turquoise.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Okay.
This should be good.
I have to hear what they have to say.
And now, here are the... Bush daughter.
Yeah, the one on the right really has big chipmunk cheeks.
Dopey and drinky.
Wow, they really haven't, they're not becoming beauties, that's for sure.
Their hair looks good, though.
Yeah. Pennsylvania. Here we go.
I don't
it's
recognize.
So awesome!
We love Arnold. Isn't he awesome?
He's awesome!
So
Isn't he awesome?
That was unreal.
He's awesome!
Oh, look,
thanks
those two are leaving.
Those are her.
If one of us ever decides
those
to marry
were their
a Democrat,
doppelgangers.
Nobody can complain.
They have total
so
smokers.
So both of these young ladies are shoppers extraordinaire. I know from
they're really not attractive.
And if she doesn't like it, we would.
But I don't recognize any of the designers they have
we
on.
Already
really?
Know she
I don't know
like
what
our clothes, our music.
This gal's
or
the gal
the
on the right.
Watch.
Her jacket is too
Janie,
big on her. That's the bottom line.
We love you dearly,
line.
But you're just not very hip.
Okay.
Oh boy.
And
what they were saying? She's not hip.
Granny, eight.
She
eight
thinks
ain't
Sex
hit.
In the City is something married people do, but never talk about.
This is,
oh my
wow,
God,
this is really weird.
Oh boy.
This is surreal.
That
this
is,
the one on the
especially
left
after
like
that, whole, that whole AIDS speech.
The outfit, the one on the left as well. It's cute.
Look, the audience is kind of like
rebelling. Oh, you crazy kids.
Now, we just talked about abstinence.
The last 4 years trying to stay out of the spotlight.
Out of jail.
Sometimes we did a little better job than others. We kept trying to explain
so is this
to my
supposed
dad
to inject,
that
like,
we were
the VMAs
young and
into...
Well,
yeah. Okay,
we were
yeah.
young and irresponsible.
Just like the father.
Jeanette and I are really not very political, but we love
wow,
our dad
I can't
too
believe
much
they're allowing
to stand
them
back
to say
and watch
these things.
From the side
I think they're really trying to appeal to kids and stuff. Yeah. What's still going on with the one on the right?
Even a kid would have to recognize how...
We realized that this would be
sort of
his last
irresponsible
campaign,
this,
and we wanted to be a part
is.
Of it.
Well, that's a reflection
since you graduated from college,
it's the whole thing of like, kind of
people don't want to elect someone who reflects them completely.
Like
they want someone they can look up to.
Didn't Jenna go to University of Phoenix Online? And I know Barbara graduated
Our
from Yale.
Our parents always encouraged us to be independent and dream big. We spent a lot of time at the White House.
It's like a reality show.
The first day, we thought we had it all figured out.
What's
going
on?
But apparently my dad already has a chief of staff named Andy.
Some of the jokes aren't going over very well.
And you go to Yale.
I didn't get that.
Yeah.
When you're not a Republican and you go to Yale, you learn to stand up for yourself.
Oh, that was a joke. No, I mean, that was serious.
So wasted right now.
Let me tell you one of them really just... What's going on, Patty? This it's like a tracksuit with like a necklace with shells or
no, I think it's actually a leather jacket with white piping.
Like
an almond toasting.
It's very odd.
Almond.
It's very future. Battlestar Galactica.
Have the trim that it does have
CEO
is like crack inspired. You're right.
But, crack inspired?
Crack.
It's a Battlestar Galactica.
The gal herself apparently is crack inspired.
But
the jacket is
sleeves.
Well, they're way too big on her.
No, but it's got like a Chinese, like a cut up, like a split up. Do you
see
that?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I don't know.
I just remember.
Is that a bell sleeve?
During all the scandals.
Well, it's a modified bell sleeve. I mean, it has that giant vent cut in it, so you can't really tell what it is. It's just a design element.
What is Barbara wearing, though? What is that dress? Is that an embroidery or a screen?
This is a very trendy item, actually.
What is
it? I mean,
it?
It's hard for me to tell, but it is some sort of embellishment.
Is that a thicker fabric on top, like a brocade, with like a thinner fabric on the
bottom? I can't really tell. What it looks to me is that it's the same fabric, but you're right, it's just all embroidered and encrusted with something.
Maybe it's throw up.
Okay, maybe that wasn't the right word.
Maybe she threw up on her dress.
She puked on herself. Nice, Margo.
Okay, don't quote me on that. I meant like rhinestones or something.
Say this. I know it's hard to believe, but our parents' favorite term of endearment for each other is actually Bushy.
That was eight.
Oh,
oh
my
no, that's Grandpa.
God.
We had a hamster, too. Let's just say ours didn't make it.
What? Now we're talking about hamsters.
I wonder
now
if George
really
Bush, W. Bush is an eight.
We're in Duchamp territory. That one
or is
was
an eight and a half.
What you might read in the papers.
It's a red herring.
Our parents
didn't they get booed at the VMAs, actually?
No, that was Carrie's daughters. Carrie's daughters were booed at the VMAs. It was quite surreal. It was very interesting.
When we tell them we're going to see Outkast, they know it's a band and not a bunch of misfits. And if we really
Brilliant.
Beg them, they'll even shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Oh, genius.
You are so cool. You know, it's all that New York City living makes them so hip.
Maybe they have learned a little pop culture from us, but we've learned a lot more from this. About what matters in life. About unconditional love. About focus and discipline.
Fake IDs.
They taught us the importance of a good sense of humor.
And
of
very
being open-minded and treating everyone with respect.
Well,
and we learned the true value of honesty and integrity.
Wow. These kids are twisted.
Oh, boy.
That one on the left.
Who's that porn star?
Oh, there you go. Sid and Marty Croft.
Oh, my God, and the dress, too.
Witchy Poo.
We developed a special appreciation for how blessed we are to live in this great country.
They're not aging well, these twins. They don't
she
look
just
good.
Looks so stoned.
We are so
Jenna.
Proud to be here tonight to introduce someone.
So awesome.
Oh, they're introducing someone.
Picked up carpool, made us our favorite peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and cheered for us when we scored a goal, even when it was for the wrong team.
Someone who told us we actually looked cute in braces. Always welcomed our friends.
How are these people twins? They look nothing alike.
Are they twins?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the Bush twins.
Really one of the two most
not identical, obviously, but they don't look anything alike. You know,
your
one is always, when you have
dad,
twins, there's
George
always the
w.
one that
Bush.
Comes out the birth canal last, who's slightly retarded.
Really?
That's got to be Jenna. It's got to be Jenna. No, the one on the...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's Bush.
It's Bush Blue.
Where is he?
Wait a minute. He's not at the convention.
No,
he's not
going to
be there till Thursday. Yeah.
I wonder where. Okay, let's hear what he has to say. Look how casual he looks. He's playing golf.
Is that a cricket game?
Softball.
It's a cricket game.
This is pre-recorded.
It's kind of like the camping trip I promised to take you on.
Hilarious.
Tonight I have the best
and
easiest job of this convention, introducing our First Lady.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Patty, what do you think of the casual look here? What's going on with the shirt?
I think it's all right, actually.
Day,
I have no complaints.
Said yes to me. At every stage of our
yes
journey,
to me. Even when I pinned her arms back.
Wouldn't it be funny if something like America's Funniest Home Videos happened in the background there?
Like the kid gets nailed in the balls by the pitch.
With love and kindness.
That would be great.
A speedboat comes careening through the crowd, crushing, and he keeps talking.
She's a friend of all. You know that this same guy, this same kid, number 43, has been up for like the past half hour. Over and over, waiting for
his nose is red.
The feed to happen.
He also looks like he's belted down a few.
Yeah.
And America would be
he's
glassy.
He's kind of slurring a little bit. For 4 more years. Nose is red.
It is my honor. It is my honor to introduce my wife, my partner, and the First Lady of the United States. Laura Bush.
United.
Now, I just realized, did they skip over Miss America?
All right, that's the president. He's speaking there. As you can see, there's a softball.
Maybe.
All right, I'm seeing green. Lot of green.
Baseball diamond. And
it's blue.
It's
not
turquoise.
A hair out of place.
He's been campaigning today in Tennessee.
Okay, it's blue.
Don't those W's look like the W Hotel logo?
Oh, boy.
Oh, gee, what a photo.
Oh, boy. Oh, God.
Thanks so much.
Look at that backdrop.
Oh, my God. Her hair is just shellacked.
Yeah,
and
there's not a hair out.
Kind of
one
not a
horrible.
Lot of applause.
Thank you all.
Oh, you're right.
Thank
not
you so much and
smattering.
Thank you,
well, she's in no way a dynamic
I like being
character.
Introduced
I mean,
by
it's
the
not
President
a lot to
of the United States.
I like being anally assaulted by the President of the United States.
We're so proud of you both.
Look, she doesn't have a necklace on either.
Both of our personalities.
She should have a necklace on, actually. She's way too plain looking.
Anyone could ever ask for President Bush and Barbara Bush.
Wow.
Stand up, eight.
Her lipstick
she's
looks
not a good. Speaker.
She's horrible.
She's really
oh my God, they made signs.
Did they draw those?
Oh, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they sat there with markers and
they have a stack of poster board and markers, and for each cutaway, they're getting a sign ready.
And my husband's brothers and sister. Who have become my brothers
and his
and
mother, who's
too.
Actually his sister.
I wonder, wouldn't it be thank funny so if this was an act? Like, she's really just incredibly, like, dominating, like, super, you know, efficient.
And watching tonight
and this is all
from her
a,
home
you know,
in Midland,
okay.
Texas, my
she
mother,
has a robot
Jenna
eyes.
Welch. Hi, Mom.
Where's she?
Midland, Texas.
I know some people from Midland.
And Vice President Cheney and Lynn and all the Cheney family, thank you all so much. Thanks for everything you do.
Lynn Cheney should speak. She's a good speaker.
Yeah.
I've seen her on Letterman. She was really good.
Big shoulders, red power suit.
Is she going to speak at all during the convention? Maybe that's not
and
unheard
I
of
thank
for the
everybody
Vice President.
Here.
What is that
thank
backdrop? It looks like some sort of psychedelic. It looks like a
butcher shop.
Futurist painting.
Our
bacon.
Yeah.
So many of our
I can't think of
new
the artist.
New descending a staircase.
No, one of the Italians. Umberto Boccaccioni or whatever you call him. Yeah.
Baccala. I can't remember. I think I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean. The one that was in the MoMA back when it was back where it was supposed to be in Midtown.
I don't think that's what it is.
Where it was supposed to be.
I'm sorry. It's not supposed to be in Queens.
It's coming back.
I heard. Very soon. No, it's coming very soon, right?
Really?
Next,
I don't keep up with these things.
Even
yes.
then, he was always
don't you think her
time,
eyes look very weird?
He
well, her left
no,
eye is significantly
normal.
Smaller than the right eye. Oh, Lord. Oh, see, now
here,
we're back
see?
To the dowdy types.
Crying, yeah. You start crying.
Oh, look at that.
Time.
That was like an albino or something
yeah.
on the
yeah,
right.
Crying.
Word
by
has reached.
Campaign,
everyone's got their onions out.
Me to vote
so Laura Bush's suit pretty much typifies everything that's wrong with political fashion. I mean... It's monochromatic. It's a some kind of nauseating color that has no. It doesn't flatter her skin tone in any special way.
No.
It's this dowdy lapel with dowdy shoulders, covered buttons. I mean,
covered buttons.
Awful.
Many people would ask me.
And you know the fact that
and then those gold earrings. Sorry to interrupt.
I was just going to say the color, not you know, complimenting the skin tone. It's like the makeup is trying to battle that.
It is, and I mean.
So there's two things fighting against each other.
It's doing an admirable job. Look, she does look good in red lipstick, but
as you might imagine, I have a lot to say.
She looks more made up here than I've ever seen her.
Just awful.
I don't remember her looking that
way. Wow, she's really a
I could talk
carousing.
About my passion, education.
She's got a gob. She's got a gob in her throat.
So
talk about my passion.
What if she fell apart and started crying and ran off the stage?
She's too medicated.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Definitely.
What are these Hawaiian shirts? Oh, there's a Polynesian contingent.
Right. Well, Hawaii is a state.
Is it?
Close. Just the wrong George W. When my
Laura.
Husband took office, too many schools.
So is this
going to
be a long? This shouldn't be a long
behind.
Speech.
It better
and
not
I'm sensing
be
it's going to be.
It's going to be. It's going to be at least as long as Arnie's was.
This is a low point in the convention.
I would say so.
They should. You know, at least the twins were interesting.
Yeah. If only because there was two of them instead.
Strong accountability.
More twins, less Laura.
We are determined to provide
she
a quality education
horribly
for
with
every
the backdrop.
Child.
That's true.
I mean, don't they discuss these things?
Right.
Before they, I mean, this
she
is the most important night of the year.
Oh, look
for
at
them.
Her. She looks upset. It's Katie Segal.
It's a bizarre mixture of people sitting next to
talk
each other.
About the small business
yeah, that whole image right there is very, it's kind of sickening.
Who are they? Do they really all
I'm
know each
seasick.
Other? Did
women
someone make
like
them
Carmella
sit next
Chivas,
to each other?
The only woman to
they
own
gave
a
them
tow
some
truck
couple
company
dollars, asked them
Iowa.
To come in off the street.
She's talking about the only woman to own a tow truck company in all of Iowa.
The president's
now, see, I love these Texas accents because being a Texan, I know you like to mock them. But,
well, what's the difference between a Texas Southern accent and like a South Carolina Southern accent?
Well, it's, you know, yeah, oh, definitely. There's a difference. In the same way you can tell like someone that grew up in Brooklyn and someone that grew up in the Bronx, you know, there's it's just, they're different.
Oh,
absolutely.
God.
So you prefer
and different parts
the
of Texan
Texas. Accent to the...
I don't prefer it. I just... It's romantic
there's
to me.
Bush,
where I
there's the Bush drunks.
For years, leaders in both
and I had a Texas draw for a while, and I lost it over the years after living in New York.
George was able to bring Republicans and Democrats together to get it done.
No, he didn't. Oh, I see now that
gum on national
I like
TV
that
is always a bad thing.
My husband is the first president
I like the gray suit and the gray tie with the maroon shirt. That was kind of a retro pimp thing going on.
Way,
she's going
to
launch into stem cell.
Oh, right.
While respecting
did,
the
they did
talk
a huge
about
speech
abortion?
On that at the Democratic convention, too, as a matter of fact. What's up with that?
Mm.
Oh, see, here's where we get into the straw hat gone bad type of oh,
I could
God.
Talk about the recent record increase.
There must be so
ownership.
Much money tied up in the whole stem
America,
cell thing. That's why all these
minority.
Politicians
right.
are so
right.
wrapped up
is
in it.
Did you hear about
it's like oil for the millennium, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. Speaking of money, did you hear about the confetti for Thursday night when Bush comes out and accepts
all
the nomination?
The confetti's going to be money?
No, well, it might as well be because the confetti, each piece of confetti will have a photograph of George Bush or Cheney on the piece of confetti. And apparently this confetti costs $17 for a 2-ounce bag. And it's incredibly expensive.
George
it made the news.
Too about
that's how expensive. That's how much
George
money is tied up in this.
Wow.
2-ounce bag is $17. And, you know,
so
they've dumped, like, a whole arena of
$17 for 2 ounces.
When it's you
almost
put
like
all
drugs.
The confetti together.
I was trying to make a marijuana joke, but that still is cheaper than marijuana.
There's a hidden message there. $17 for 2 ounces. Oh, look at her.
Oh, my God. Look
left,
at the one on the left.
The Queen of England.
Oh, God. Her face is all twisted up.
The Queen of England.
Stands aboard the USS John C. Stennis. His brothers, Matthew and Nicholas.
She reminds me of the woman from Andy Warhol's Bad.
And at home in Colorado.
Did you see that film? Mm-hmm. The Paul
their
Morrissey
mother,
film?
Cindy.
The hit woman?
I haven't seen it in years.
The electrolysis.
Their mother, Cindy, stands watch, too,
who's
worry.
That?
and prayer.
Stories of courage.
She told me all three of her sons enlisted after September 11th because they recognized the threat to our country.
Do the Bushes have, they don't have any sons. It's only God. Is
yeah.
Oh, look, tears, camera time.
Oh, God. Okay, you should not wear pink lipstick and red nail polish and then put your hands near your face.
Thank
you. That's another one.
Even I'll agree with that, Patty.
Yes. Thank you.
No. Very true.
On the front lines of freedom.
Yeah, what? Did we determine what that is behind her? Oh, look at her up on the upper left there. What?
Oh, oh, is that a her? Are you sure?
And there's Maude.
Recently wrote about what he's learning as he struggles to rear his three children alone.
It, I think it's me.
To
rare raw bacon behind her.
Rare his three children?
Once you turn everything pink, it stays pink.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's
what
a line that's going to go down in history.
I've learned what
I have no idea.
I don't know. I loved her saying it,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that just made a lot of sense.
Once everything's pink, it stays pink. Especially when you're, like, on handfuls of Thorazine.
Vina Barbanol.
The president and I want all
is that like Diana Vreeland's comment, pink is the navy blue of India?
Mothers and fathers.
You know, it was, oh, Sue, yeah, well, last week was the birthday of
Jackie Suzanne.
Right, Jackie Suzanne.
Oh,
she should
no.
mention,
look
at him.
Sleepy there. He's
yeah,
asleep.
Uh-oh, out of camera.
Oh, my God. What's in that guy's mouth? Did you see that?
I don't know.
Some black
wouldn't it be shocking to learn that there was some glory hole action going on in the public bathrooms
it
outside
actually
the
wouldn't
arena?
Be wouldn't shocking, shocking at all, Mark.
I meant shocking in a fun
no
way.
American
oh, yeah.
Ever wants
shocking
to
is always
have you
fun.
Seen the blog Abraham the Village Lincoln Voice has going on, the online daily blog from the cocktail waitress at the strip joint near the hotels where the GOP
Franklin
is staying?
Roosevelt
oh, no.
And she writes about the delegates that come in.
That's got to be great.
Pretty great.
Tyranny demanded it.
Tyranny?
And my husband didn't want to go to war, but he
bullshit.
Knew the
and he never did.
I wonder what the administration would do if it turned out the first lady just couldn't speak. Like she was a drunk, like,
she's
you know.
She's a mute.
You know, probably, if it was so out of control, they she just wouldn't appear. Everyone
did you see that giant
they
belt buckle?
Would never get elected.
Do they have enough money
place
to make a clone to go out there and speak? Because I think that's maybe what has happened here.
Lots of cowboy hats.
I remember some very quiet nights at the dinner table. George was weighing grim scenarios
drunk
and ominous intelligence about potentially
yes,
even
ominous
more
intelligence, indeed.
I listened
ominous
many
intelligence
as George talked with foreign leaders on the phone or in our living room or at our ranch in Crawford.
What?
I remember
she's
an
really
intense
bad
weekend at Camp David. George and
she's
Prime
starting
Minister
to
Tony
fade
Blair were discussing the threat from Saddam Hussein. And I remember
her eyes when she when she bats them,
house
they never really close
watching
all the way.
Yeah.
When she blinks, it kind of close
human
halfway.
She's I think
I
this is a clone.
She doesn't have tear ducts.
Have
they just sort of like it's like an automaton.
For so many lives and for the future of our world.
The hair still hasn't moved.
When my
you know it could be a wig. Although I don't think it
no
is.
Once again,
I don't think so.
As in our parents' generation, America had to make the tough choices, the hard decisions, and lead the world toward greater
she
security
is
and freedom.
She is just absolutely boring.
Oh,
oh my
I
God,
like
it's
that
Patricia Field.
It's Esquilita, like yeah, transsexual. Now, there's the gay couple.
Yeah.
She had Esquilita
face. I wasn't
face
born when my
Latin
father went to World War II. Like so many of our greatest generation, he's now gone. Lost to Alzheimer's.
This is
nine
a terrible
years ago
speech.
He served in the United States Army.
You know,
Europe,
Hillary actually is not really a great speaker
North
either. I mean, she's okay, but she comes across
camps
really phony when she
you
speaks.
You can imagine
what do you think
his horror.
I agree.
And what he found there.
But at least she's a little
the
bit more engaging.
The
this woman seems out of it, just totally
my father
on autopilot.
Our parents' generation.
They should not have her speak at the night to reach out to women voters.
Millions.
Maybe they should.
As we do the hard work.
Am I rambling?
Oh no,
spread,
she's rambling. Are
we
you kidding?
Also be proud.
Good Lord, I'm.
This is I'm.
We're
it's
just
hypnotizing.
Low on
I'm
inspiration.
I'm anesthetized.
Yeah.
This is what's happening. She keeps talking, and we're like
I
in this
oh, I think
foggy, sort of druggy.
Show me more women with straw hats and buttons on them.
Oh my God,
he's about to pass out.
I saw quite a few clothes guys there.
No pants, by the way, on the women. Can we just say? Do we see any pants?
Is she wearing pants?
Laura Bush? She is not wearing pants.
Virtual prisoners
no.
in their homes.
There sexual no prisoners?
By the Taliban, the virtual. Women of Afghanistan.
Oh, here's the woman part, Mark Allen.
Oh.
Yeah.
After being denied an education, even the chance to learn to read, the little girls in Afghanistan are now in school.
Wow. That's great. They can be like her.
Almost every eligible voter, over 10 million Afghan citizens, have registered to vote in this fall's presidential election.
I think it's wearing this color. You know how they paint the walls of prisons this blue color to make the violent prisoners less violent?
Or the inside of swimming pools. It's what you paint the walls of a swimming pool.
Yep.
It's to sedate
liner.
You.
She's wearing a chlorine suit.
Exercising her new freedom while respecting the traditions of her country.
Oh.
I wonder if she does Kegel.
What's Kegel?
She's exercising her...
Oh, Kegel. Oh, yeah, yeah. That exercise.
I recently met a young Iraqi woman. She's one of the new Iraqi Fulbright scholars.
Words don't flow out of her mouth.
States.
They, like, stumble.
She survived
horrific I recently met an Iraqi woman.
Horrific horrors. She survived.
Horrific horrors.
She told me that when people look at Iraq, what they don't see is that Iraq is a country of 25 million people, each
with their own home. Something to hang your clothes on.
The people of Iraq and Afghanistan.
Iraq.
10 minutes left, listeners.
I'm reminded of what Vaslav Koppel.
See, what else can we talk about?
Vaslav Koppel.
She's got.
We've got to go out with a bang here, guys.
Freedom fighter. Political prisoner.
I want to hear her say shock and awe.
The Czech Republic.
We are political prisoners right now.
Laura, I want to hear her say girly man.
Is hard.
Shock and awe.
It requires the shock and awe.
We haven't heard that in the convention yet.
I think
did they decide that's embarrassing, that term? Did they finally come to the realization?
Apparently nothing is embarrassing.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah.
Took almost 100
I don't think that word's in their
the
vocabulary.
Founders declared that all men.
I mean, you couldn't make this chick up in a 50s sitcom.
I bet she smells like peanut brittle. Doesn't she look like she
down
smells
there,
like peanut
brittle? Down
everywhere.
There.
Just you walk into the room, it's like, peanut brittle.
Smells like...
Or pralines.
Pralines. Yeah.
And that's a good smell.
Our nation.
She's smelling herself.
She
took a big deep breath. Peanut brittle.
Do you think she's on a kind of medication that needs injections every 30 minutes?
I think there's
counting
a drip. There's a drip like behind
her. Or it could be, you know, a shock thing they have backstage ready, just waiting. It comes through the floor.
It's like a taser.
Maybe she's not alive at all. She's like a living dead zombie. They need electricity, Oh, she looks kind of lippy there in the lower left.
These last
I need
years,
raw bacon behind me and applause to keep going.
Pork is the other white meat.
And perseverance that our soldier's husband wrote about.
Is this what George Bush has to deal with nightly? Could you imagine? The poor man.
Oh, he's as brain dead as she is.
Right.
I'm sure he's just like, what a nice woman I married.
I remember so many quiet nights at the dinner table.
Right.
It's like, please don't talk. Please.
Because I had nothing to say.
Well, what's shocking is that a lot of times public speakers that are this bad, when you meet the actual person, they can sometimes be the opposite. You know, people's nervousness on stage. I wonder if there is a change here. Is that her real personality different than this?
And now they're back home.
Doesn't get any
bored.
More.
Their minds are a million miles away.
Jenna is like thinking about her next dick.
Oh, totally. Totally.
The cheeseburger she threw out her
like, I can't believe they made me turn my cell phone off.
We lost our beloved dog, Spotty.
Oh, the dog.
Now they're dragging out the dog. Did the dog die in 9/11?
It's just an innocent doggy.
Spotty died in Twin Tower number 2.
He ate a bottle of my OxyContin.
But he's still the same person I met at a backyard barbecue.
She met her dog at a backyard barbecue.
I bet they need a defibrillator to wake her up every morning.
Maybe Spotty with barbecue.
Spotty.
Oh, there's a Texan for you. He's frying up. Here's mean camera time.
W stands for women. Any of the
same women's wear daily, maybe.
Exactly.
No. Always George tell you Women what Bush. He really thinks. What you does can W count stand on for, actually? William?
Especially in a Wanker?
His friends what other words
Walker?
Start with W? Whale?
Walker.
A walker. He I never has knew that.
Texas Ranger.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing scarier than a brother and a cowboy.
Well, it's like me and Jim always say, it's like when in the 80s when we see black guys with mohawks at hardcore shows, you didn't understand it. You wanted to walk up to them and say, how honest are you being? The same dignity and respect he has for the office. Black people at hardcore shows, it was just very surreal.
Yeah.
There's another.
Yeah. Oh
my God, what is this, Mardi Gras here? What is the deal?
Some mummer's parade.
Someone explain that to me.
She had that look on her face like she knew she was standing out. She's hugged families who've lost loved ones.
I've seen him return the salute of soldiers wounded in battle. And then, being George, he invites them to come visit us at the White House. And they
throw down a
that
few beers.
That crazy
infectious spirit of uniquely American confidence.
She's got a little fire in her again. I think she woke up a little bit more.
Our future will be better.
During the middle
of
there,
our
she was
actions
really.
Today.
I think she realized she was on camera
many
while like pulling her underwear out of her butt.
The Cold War.
Co-war.
Under desk during civil defense drills.
Is she going to bring up Anne Frank now?
And now when parents ask me, what should we tell our children? I think about those desks.
Desks?
We need to reassure our
desks.
Desks.
Our police, our firemen,
you're talking about hiding under desks.
And our intelligence workers.
I think about that wood.
Possible to keep them safe.
That gum
pencil
I
holders.
Saw underneath the desk that day. It's so pretty. I touched it.
Oh, boy.
He looks really from the hood there.
That illustrates my point about baseball caps.
We need to remind them that most people in the world are good.
Is it true Patty yellow should never be worn by anyone ever?
No, I would have to disagree with that.
But it's rare. It can be.
Yes.
We don't have to hide under our desks anymore. Because most people
because it won't do a damn bit of good.
So she's literally saying we don't have to worry about hiding under our desks anymore because atomic bombs are not a threat from the Cold War? That's what she was literally saying?
This is so muddled.
I believe our children will grow up in a world where today's terror threats have also become a thing of the past.
That was a kind of tile.
There was absolutely no information or stand at all conveyed.
These same with the Arnold.
Well, the last
everything, right. Like not a single thing this evening
right.
said
we
anything
have great
to me.
Confidence in our ability to overcome challenges. We've gained a new appreciation of the many blessings of America.
Oh,
and we've been reminded
I wouldn't be surprised if tomorrow morning, you know, when you turn on the news
George
to get a recap, that they don't talk about how great some of these speeches
so
were.
Right.
Well, that's
well,
how it
probably
works.
Talk
he brings
about
that optimism.
That
sense
in some
of purpose,
way. But they won't, yeah, they won't be talking about how great
the better
speech
day
was.
Is before us.
They could be.
Every
no,
day.
My point is that sometimes I feel like I see things like this that sound
years.
So terrible, and then the media talks about how great it was.
Right. And they quote things
like
in a different context.
Bush's speech, you know, on 9/11 that I thought was possibly the most horrifying thing I've ever heard, and the media was like, oh, he delivered the most electrifying speech.
Oh, she was great atop that Chinese puzzle.
Yeah.
These are times.
Look, there's two sub puzzles.
Sub puzzles.
Sub puzzles. And determined leader.
Where's her pitchfork?
I'm proud that my husband is that kind of leader. Thank you
he
all.
Should explode
God bless
out of
you
the box.
And God bless America.
Oh, look, the backdrop is.
Oh, there's that outfit that Barbara Bush has on.
Oh, I missed it. Distracted.
Yeah, it was a drop waist.
Distracted.
Cinched.
Look,
drop
no one's
waist.
Happy. Look, everyone, all the inside circle
yeah,
shots,
boy.
And they're like not happy.
They're just
oh, they're, okay. She's got a above the knee skirt.
Just the typical.
What did you think of the?
Nothing going on.
I mean, it's just every single year, it's the same exact thing.
The humor went on a little too long.
The humor went on a little too long.
Yeah, she was a laugh riot, that Laura Bush.
Maybe they were talking about the girls.
Oh.
Yeah. Too many yucks, huh?
Maybe.
I guess so. Mm-hmm. Well, we're getting close to the end. In fact, we are at the end here.
We are.
Of this. So now we do our wrap-ups, our thanks, and all this kind of stuff. We've got the Cosmic Cowboy who's been
I think it's fitting
here.
That a cowboy was our engineer for this.
You're right.
I think so.
Make a lot of sense.
Yeah, definitely. And he's wearing a very stylish WFMU t-shirt.
Well, thank you to all the listeners who've bared the brunt of our observations.
This was completely off the cuff, and you guys did a great job.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for inviting us.
I'd like to thank my guest, Patty LuPune. Patty will be back on the air at WFMU September 6th.
September 5th.
September 5th.
On Choking on Cufflinks with Mike Goodstein.
Okay. And that
Pune shall be performing.
What night is that? That's
I want to say it's a Sunday, but I'm not sure.
It's the 6th.
It's a Monday.
Okay,
Monday the
6th. Okay, I thought it was the 6th. Yeah.
Okay, so that's Labor Day, people.
Thank you, Cosmic Cowboy.
My bad.
Patty will be on with her fabulous band, and you don't want to miss that on Choking with Cufflinks. You can check WFMU.org to get more details about that appearance. Thank you so much for your no-nonsense fashion know-how.
Thank you for having me.
It was very impressive, very impressive. Couldn't have done it without her, because otherwise I don't know crap about fashion.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm the same way.
So I'd like to thank you, Mark Allen.
It was a pleasure to be here, Sue.
Oh, absolutely.
Anything for you.
Anything coming up for you?
Nothing to report. No, I'll be out and about. You'll see me in the dark recesses.
Well, don't go there. But you can check him out at markallencam.com, where he posts a weekly top 10. And you can read a little bit more about him and has some wonderful, wonderful wrap-ups and critiques and all kinds of stuff.
And I like to unite other agoraphobics against Bush to put signs in their windows.
Yes, agoraphobics against Bush.
Yes.
And everybody, please go
out.
We're
American heroes.
Agoraphobic?
Yeah, agoraphobics against Bush are American heroes.
I believe it.
Yeah. I'll shut up now.
That's okay. Well, no matter who you're voting for, just do it. Just vote. And
the agoraphobic vote counts.
The agoraphobic vote. The fashionista vote counts.
It does.
And the apathetic 40-something slob vote counts
as well.
It does.
The corpse vote.
Yes. So anyway.
And the pregnant Chad vote.
We'll go out with some more music, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Is there something coming up next, Cowboy, on the stream that we should be looking for? Scott Williams is going to be coming up with another incredible presentation on the RNC Remix. Please stay tuned. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you later.
And Mark. back to your